Well, listen, as I say, it's a rather difficult subject to end on there. But thank you so much, my fabulous Friday panel in reviewing the week's biggest news stories. Nick Dubois, former Tory MP, Confessions of a Recovering MP.
Not fully recovered, recovering,
still in a process. Recovering MP, Nick Dubois, a fantastic author, a fantastic name of a book, that. And Peter Edwards, editor of The Labourist. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming in. Just a word of a warning. I'm not here on Monday, but I am here on Talk Radio at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. Oh, we've got a live broadcast debate with various important folk from the Tory party conference, including the cabinet minister Michael Gove and the former party chair Grant Shapps about the future of the Tory party. So do listen in at 8 p.m. Sunday night, and as I'll be back again on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. In the meantime, may I introduce my lovely colleague Mr. John Holmes.
Hello there, Julia.
Have you got any nasty tapes of me singing out of tune you want to play this
not
time?
Not today.
But I had no idea my singing voice was that bad.
It wasn't. It was just that you sang the wrong tune for the song. That's all it was. God. I think you hit all the notes.
Just because you worked in music radio, you're so judgmental.
Yeah. Chicken and rockets.
Is that what you're talking about
today? That's what I'm saying to you. Chicken and rockets.
Excellent. What
could be better?
Well, it's the making of every strong afternoon radio show. Do stay tuned after 1 o'clock with John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back, say, 8 o'clock Sunday night and then 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning. Do stay tuned right now and have a great weekend.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Thompson is changing to TUI, the new name in holidays. We'll offer the same personal service and hand-picked hotels, plus so much more. We cross the T's, dot the I's, and put you in the middle. TUI. Discover your smile. At all protected.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead trade paints you buy, you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Hit the bullseye this October by becoming a sober hero and take a month-long break from the booze to raise money for Macmillan Cancer Support. No darting to the bar. No doubles. Just wake up happily hangover-free. Gain maximum respect and know that you'll be helping to change the lives of people with cancer. It's all in a month's work for a sober hero. So go sober for October and sign up today at gosober.org.uk. Game on!
To some people, this could sound like a washing machine. But to a British Gas customer, it's the sound of a thank you. That's because we're thanking all of our customers with British Gas rewards, including things like free energy with loyalty days and many more. Join today. Offer subject to availability, conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's a Friday. Victoria has got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, miracles needed for Brexit talks, Ryanair misses deadline, and do you wash your hands properly?
Talk Radio.
A top EU official says it will take miracles for Brexit talks to move on to their next phase on time.
By the end of October, we will not have sufficient progress.
How are you feeling today on it? We've had a big week of talks.
At the end of this week, I'm saying that there will be no sufficient progress from now until October unless miracles would happen.
That's European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, who was asked for his views at a meeting in Estonia. Brexit negotiations are supposed to move on from divorce issues to future trading arrangements before the end of next month. The regulator says it's had no response from Ryanair, despite requesting a meeting with the airline. The Civil Aviation Authority has given it until 5 p.m. to sort out compensation for passengers affected by flight cancellations. A pilot shortage meant the company decided this week to cancel around 18,000 services over the winter. But travel journalist Frank Brenny has told Talk Radio it won't stop people using the airline.
I was talking to consumers literally in the last 24 hours. I was asking them, their regular Ryanair users, is this going to put you off? And the blunt answer was no. Why? Because they enjoy the price and the flexibility.
At least 22 people have died and more than 30 others are injured following a stampede at a railway station in India. Commuters were crushed during this morning's rush hour in Mumbai. A dozen Conservative MPs have asked the government to pause the rollout of universal credit. Claimants who are being transferred from the old system are waiting up to 6 weeks to receive money. And it's claimed most of us aren't washing our hands properly, and that's causing stomach bugs and flu viruses to spread. The Royal Pharmaceutical Society says we should wash for 20 seconds, all the time it takes to sing happy birthday twice.
I knew that. I did know that about the happy birthday. That's a thing, isn't it?
I didn't know about the happy birthday thing until today.
That's a thing. Do you know what? I think my mum told me that when I was a kid. So I don't know why that's news, because my mum told me that. She was a nurse.
That's why, because they have to be super clean nurses.
She was a nurse.
They?
My mum was a nurse. But very good,
My mum was a nurse too.
Was she?
Yeah.
Hello? What sort of nurse?
Endoscopy. That means she shoves tubes in places.
Yes, she does.
Mm, not anymore.
Okay. I don't think my mum did that. She was a general nurse.
Okay.
But that's the thing. That is happy birthday. Are you going to do that now you know about that?
I'm definitely going to... I like to think I'm quite clean anyway. I'll always wash my hands.
Well, I'm not sure.
Using public transport or blowing my nose or anything like that.
Do you? You know when... That's a different apply to you because you're a girl. But you know in the toilets?
Yeah.
Generally speaking, right, as a man, now...
Do you not wash your hands after going for a wee?
Wait till I've finished the sentence.
Wow.
He doesn't. Dave, we'll get on to that in a minute, right? Dave's here today. But when I go to the toilet and the seat is down, right, and I obviously as a man would stand to eat and I don't need the seat to be down for I'm not going to wee on the seat.
Sure.
I put the seat up with my foot.
I get toilet paper so I don't have to touch the seat.
Yes, I either do that or I stand up, right, and obviously I'm standing up. And what I do is I get the, oh, broken that. What it is, I put my foot under the seat and then I push the seat.
Yeah, but then
how
you're getting
you,
germs.
How do you reach it?
Shut up. I push the seat up out of with my foot so I don't have to touch.
But then you're getting germs on your shoes.
Yeah, but that's fine, isn't it? Walking around in shoes, that doesn't matter.
I know, but still.
But yeah, but that's a thing.
Yeah,
if the seat's down, I just get someone else to pick it up.
Come from a very rich family, I know, and you've probably got servants that do it for you. But that's the thing. I genuinely push up the and tissue. Yes.
Yeah.
I won't.
I don't want to touch those.
But about washing hands, by the way.
Yeah.
Now there's a school of thought that says if you go to the toilet, you should wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. But in terms of a wee, as a man.
Yeah.
I don't deem it necessary.
I think you should because you're touching your genitals.
Yes, but my genitals are clean. If I wash my genitals, I'm not. If I don't wee on my hands, right, and I have washed them in the shower earlier, there's not going to be any germs at the base of my genitals.
I think you're wrong.
There's a logic to it.
There's no difference in touching some skin on your arm.
Thank you.
I think you're right.
That's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
If I weed on my hand, I would wash it. But actually, just touching...
Well done, mate.
Just touching that doesn't necessarily mean I'm transferring... It's not dirty, is it? Because it's clear I've washed it.
I don't.
And washed it quite carefully. So, you see what I'm saying? It's actually probably cleaner than my arm.
But there'll be germs around the bathroom that I would worry that... I think there's an inherent germ problem, isn't there?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Like the taps have been touched by people that have also touched their genitals.
Yeah, that's right. And also the door lock. The door lock.
Yes, and in a public toilet, when you open the door, you think someone's touched. I always try to touch the handle where I think other people won't have touched the handle on the top.
I use my sleeve quite often.
Yes, that's
then
a good idea.
Yeah. It's
tricky, isn't it?
Isn't it?
And also the happy birthday thing. You really just. But if you then insert a really long name in the middle, then you get an extra sort of 20 seconds out of that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Victoria, for the news.
Got to the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather. National Weather.
So rain clearing to the east, a mix of sunshine and showers. Yeah. Highs of 19 degrees.
Great news. Sorry, who's got the sport today?
Pete Abbott.
It's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Pete Abbott. England midfielder Dele Alli has been banned for one international match for making a one-fingered gesture in their win over Slovakia. FIFA's disciplinary committee wasn't convinced it was aimed at the referee, but says the punishment is because it was offensive and unsporting. Alli will be ineligible for the World Cup qualifier with Slovenia at Wembley next Thursday. He will, though, be available for selection against Lithuania 3 days later. Steve Cotterill has been appointed as Birmingham's new manager. The former Bristol City and Burnley boss succeeds Harry Redknapp and will take charge from Monday. Fulham attempt to keep their push for promotion from the Skybet Championship on track tonight. They've moved to within a point of the playoff places by winning at West London rivals QPR. There's live commentary on tonight's game on our sister station Talk Sport. In cricket, the start has been delayed in Southampton in the final one-day international between England and the West Indies. The hosts have already won the series as they have an unassailable 3-0 lead. And the heavyweight rematch between Tony Bellew and David Haye has been confirmed. They'll face each other at London's O2 Arena on Sunday, the 17th of December. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
That's the sport powered by TalkSport. Good afternoon. It's 7 minutes past one. Let's bring you a Friday on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £155 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euromillions. Only from the National Lottery.
Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Jimmy quit. Chloe got married. Hugh Hefner, the founder of Playboy. I think it's a shame he just went for a bunny because he could have done a whole load of different animals. Playboy goat or something. Or a Playboy ocelot.
Victoria caught the bouquet.
I think so, but £100.
Right, OK, so we've got Tea Money, right?
Absolutely.
Cool name.
Thank
Green
you.
Mile.
Yes.
Cool name.
Yeah.
Sean Kelly.
Not so cool.
No.
Martin. Do you care to interject? Your hand is up.
I've gotten a bin full of trainers.
A bin full of trainers?
A bin full of trainers.
Could he do chucking some Swedish trials or something about Francis Drake just to close off?
It's a legendary international playboy himself.
And you open the door and you step inside.
Thank you, Dave.
So, inside our hearts.
Yeah.
John Holmes.
This, yeah, do the thing. Yeah, this is your life.
This is your life. Good to the last drop.
It doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Radio, is it some... What's that like?
Outstanding medium of the 20th century.
John Holmes. We're about to embark on time and space. What happened there?
Yeah. The iPad that I run this entire show off just crashed and stopped working.
It's amazing how panicked we all got when one bit of equipment just stopped.
That's awkward.
We got nothing now.
I know. Look, when this goes out on air, as ever, edit that bit out.
You probably won't be able to notice, but John's about to press a button. You've just heard it already.
I already did, and there's nothing coming out of it anyway. So I don't know what the thing with the thing is.
Is it faded up?
Yeah, it's all faded up.
Oh, I can hear it. Yeah.
Look, it sounds horrible.
It's broken, hasn't it? There's a problem with it. Chloe's just saying, there's a problem with the lead. She says. Yeah, okay. It's all connected, Chloe, but it's all...
Give it a wiggle.
This is great on air, isn't it?
This is very good radio, isn't it?
No, no. There we go. It's the lead.
With no power.
Imagine something not working around here. Imagine
responsibility.
That. Who would know? We forgot the no responsibility bit as well, didn't we? Good afternoon, welcome indeed. To Talk Radio, and as Hugh Hefner is laid to rest, as opposed to just being laid, we now relax into your Friday afternoon, welcoming you to Talk Radio between 1 and 4 of the clock. We got away with that, no one will notice what happened, will they? Hello, I am John Holmes, and as Mark Carney is the Governor of the Bank of England, suggests that interest rates are about to rise. Well, I guess I had to do something with all that leftover Viagra now Hefner's dead. Let me give you the clearest indication that your interest rate in today's show will certainly rise. given the exciting load of Friday, we are about to push over to you in your direction. By the way, look, just look at the papers, as indeed we must. Weird headline on the front of the Telegraph today. Have you seen this on the front page of the Telegraph today? NHS beds to be halved in 30 years. I mean, that is ridiculous. How will people fit in them? I mean, like tall people, how will they fit in the... Are they halving them down the middle or, like, across the bed? I don't know. This is awkward, isn't it? I mean, say what you like about the NHS, but one thing they've been consistent on over the years is that, in the main, their beds have been the size of beds, haven't they? So, and now, it turns out, they're going to halve the size of beds. I don't agree with it. I blame the government. Welcome, though, Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's kind of where we take the news for 3 hours and have a brawl with it in the car park. Like a cricketer in an alleged video. Also over the news today, of course, Ben Stokes, isn't it? He's the cricketer. He's been dropped from the cricket squadron. He's in another video on the front page of The Sun today. He's been mocking Katie Price's disabled son, Harvey. Have you seen that? Another video of Ben... Have you seen that?
There's a video on the front of The Sun.
Yeah, it's amazing.
How's that work?
It's like Blade Runner. Anyway, I've just skim-read it. Apparently he's been changing the sell-by date on Harvey or something. Is that right? Oh, no, hang on. I've mixed up two stories there involving videos, haven't I? No, Harvey's fine. The other video is an undercover Guardian story about chickens and their sell-by dates, so my apologies. Sorry, to clarify, a cricketer has apparently mocked Harvey and there's a video of the dates being changed on a chicken. What happened is cricketer auto-corrected to chicken on my piece of paper, so that's the problem. Those two stories are completely unrelated. Would you like to know what's coming up on the programme today? I expect you would, wouldn't you? Here's the thing, Headline Hijack. That's where you get to make up the news. You get to put your words into Victoria's mouth. It's...
This mouth.
That's the one. And at 2 o'clock, she'll say the news, but she'll also say a news lie. And we'd like it to be yours. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use social media as well. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word,
you like. We will bring you showbiz, a roundup of showbiz with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. That is Reese, who will join us. We're going to be talking rockets. Elon Musk, you know the man from Tesla? He's talking about launching a rocket. Obviously, that means Donald Trump's going to bomb him now, but... So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking to the... The iPad's crashed again.
It's going to be a fun show,
isn't it? We're going to be talking to the band Everything. Everything going to be joining us on the programme today as well. Oh. Yeah, I know. There's a big debate at three. There's... Keep going. Yeah, there's work experience punditry as Grace is with...
I'm just wondering whether it's better just silence and then John talks.
The song's not going to work either, is it? So
I've got that on my laptop.
Fine. You find that.
Make sure it's not the lyrics version. It's got swears.
It's very well today, isn't it, this? Big debate at three. If you hate me or the show, by the way, do get your texts and tweets to us, because Cornelius Conn...
Hi.
We'll be in the lift later, reading them out as the lift travels downwards through the building. That is a feature we call condescending. We've got live music. Thank God it's not recorded, because it wouldn't work. Live music on the show as well today, as we invite another busker into the studio to perform for us. That's what we do on a Friday, just to serenade you into the weekend with some music. Work experience punditry comes from Grace. She's looking at films for the weekend as well. How are you doing, Dave?
Yeah, I'm ready when you're ready.
Okay, fine. I'm John Holmes, everything. Right, now, to get us into the big story today, we need some music. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just... Because it's plugged into my laptop.
Okay, fine.
If I get, like, a message on Facebook or anything...
Do you think this happens at Radio 1? I mean, no. I mean, it probably doesn't, does it? They'd probably... No. quite slick over there. Whereas this is like some sort of shambles of equipment, the leads that don't work.
We're getting feedback from that laptop.
That stopped working, that lead stopped working.
That's not feedback, mate.
Okay, it's done now. It's just gone.
Anyway, today's big story.
We're going to give up.
We're going to get to it with some music and see if we can figure out what today's big story is from this.
It's
really not working, is it?
It's really playing.
Well, the lead doesn't work for a start.
That was almost slick, wasn't it?
Right. Why don't you just wait
Should
a
just
moment?
Just play it on the speakers? Just leave on the mic.
I mean, literally, that's all we've got. So,
I think. I love.
There it is. There. It's the big song for today's big story.
I pressed the phone.
See if you can figure it out from this. Forget it. It's Def Leppard, an animal. Chloe, let's just take some adverts and stuff. We'll figure it out.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever literally.
It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
New Kitchens and Bathrooms brochure is in store now. Pick up a free copy at your local TradePoint counter to view our new range of Cook & Lewis, Neff, Beko and Bosch appliances. All available to order now. Like the Bosch single fan oven. Just £233. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
At DFS, we know how important it is to be comfy. So as the nights draw in, our craftspeople like Barbara here...
Hi.
...go all out to make sure every sofa is carefully handmade to order.
I treat every sofa that I sew as if it's coming to my house.
And she's very particular. And with Autumn Winter Collection sofas now up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit, winter's going to be very comfy indeed. DFS. Order now for guaranteed Christmas delivery.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
West Sussex, M23 on the northbound side, partially blocked due to a three-vehicle collision around Junction 10 for Crawley and the A264 turn. Northbound M6 through Cheshire, that's queuing 17 at Sandbach through to 19 at Knutsford. Follows a breakdown between 18 and 19, not held by the roadworks. Travel time of around 40 minutes. And the southbound side of the M6 in Lancashire still got long queues following an accident at Junction 32 for the Broughton interchange at the M55. Queues back towards 33 for the A6 at Galgate. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Clive, Winston Wolf, whale music? You must be one stressed-out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon. It is Talk Radio on a Friday. It's all a bit Friday, isn't it? The equipment's gone a bit Friday. We've gone a bit Friday. I hope you're feeling a bit Friday. Let's talk about today's big story. So it turns out that you might die of chicken. Running all over the news pen today with its head cut off comes the story that the country's largest supplier of chicken to supermarkets may have been tampering with food safety records. A chicken place called Two Sisters Food Group, they supply Tesco, M&S, Sainsbury's, Aldi and Lidl. They supply them with dead birds, and they've seemingly breached food standards and hygiene regulations. That is being investigated. What they've done is alter the slaughter date of poultry and thereby artificially stretched the commercial shelf life of the deceased meat. Not only that, there also appears to be footage of a couple of chicken workers picking up some dead chicken off the floor and lobbing it back in the for sale pile. In other news, UKIP have unveiled their new logo. And they seem to be choosing a lion, that well-known great British animal, the lion. UKIP, a lion is African. You don't like Africans, remember? You're racist, aren't you? So why isn't your new logo a giant British chicken? That's also past its use-by date, like you. Anyway, on the line to talk chicken, Sian Edmonds. She's a partner at Burgess Salmon, weirdly. So, good afternoon, Sian. Welcome to the programme. So, tell us, I realise it's a, you know, it's an ongoing case, of course. You're a lawyer. You know the rules, so better than I do. So, what can you tell us about, broadly, about what's been going on with this?
Well, obviously, yes, I can't comment on the specifics of this case, but what we're talking about is the law relating to use-by dates on fresh meat and other fresh produce. Mm. So in England and Wales, well, indeed in the whole of Europe, the European Union, there are rules around applying dates to products which have which are highly perishable, and so they have to be given a what's called a minimum durability date or a use-by date.
Okay.
So the concerns around some of the behaviours that seem to have been happening at these production sites are around whether or not the chicken that's going through the process is actually still within that safe period.
Okay, and the difference between use-by, this is what my mum always told me, Sian, right? She was very much like, if it says sell-by, then that doesn't matter. You buy it, but you can eat it when you like. Use by, though, is the sort of cut-off point. I mean, is that broadly
well,
accurate?
We actually have slightly different dating systems now. So generally what you'll see is a use by date or a best before date.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sell by date is not really used anymore. And the idea is to have some clarity around this. So use by dates are there for safety purposes. So if you see a use-by date, best to stick to that because there is a possibility that if it's something beyond the use-by date, it's going to make you ill or it's going to be unsafe to eat.
So a best-before date, then, in that sense, it's the sort of use your skill and judgment by smelling something.
It's what it says on the tin, basically. You will find that it tastes better before that date,
yeah.
But after that date, it's still going to be safe to eat, but it's just maybe the quality of the product will have deteriorated.
I see. What's come into this, as well as another date, of course, which is one being quoted around this story, is a kill date.
Yeah.
So talk me through that.
Well, that's just information which shows the date on which the chicken has been killed.
Yeah.
And you then calculate the use by date from that kill date. So where you've got circumstances where someone is changing the kill date, that has an impact on the use.
What's the period between a kill? So you've got a kill date there, and obviously the story. It's about altering use-by date. So we've got a kill date there, but what's the day difference between those two things, broadly?
I think for chicken it's something like 10 days. I'd have to check that.
Okay.
But there's no specific rule around that. There's in terms of legislation, there's guidance around what's a good period of time. But for the reason it's important is because it has a knock-on effect on the use-by date. So if you've got the 15th of August as your kill date and the accepted period is 10 days, then your use-by date would be the 25th of August. But if someone's changed the label and changed the kill date, then the consumer will be thinking, and the retailer indeed will be thinking, that they've got more time than they actually
have. So what's the purpose of, leaving the actual specifics of the case aside as we must, what's the purpose of changing that kill date, though? It's a commercial decision, presumably.
It's presumably, assuming that it has indeed happened, it's a commercial thing. It means you get to sell the chicken for a longer period of time.
Yeah. There haven't been, as far as we know, any cases of people becoming ill as a result of any of this at all.
No.
This is an investigation. And what I wonder is, and I don't know whether you can shed any light for me, but what I wonder is it suddenly hit the front pages today, this kind of stuff. And I just wonder why there was an investigation in the first place. The Guardian, of course, and ITN, the people involved in this. But I just wonder, what made them, go for it?
They may have had a source. I don't know. I can't possibly comment. But where there is food, there is the opportunity for fraud, and that has been the case since people were adding, I don't know, ground up stone to flour or whatever 200 years ago, the issues around food fraud we've seen in terms of the horse meat scandal a little while ago. There's lots of things happening now. Olive oil, which is pretending to be olive oil when it's not, it's been adulterated, or Manuka honey that's not really Manuka honey,
right,
where you can add a premium to anything. There is the opportunity for people to perpetrate fraud, I guess.
And is this rife? I mean, this kind of, because we go to the supermarket, you go to the supermarket, I go to the supermarket, you sort of automatically, don't you, trust what you're buying?
Yeah.
Because you sort of go, I'm just getting that off the shelf, and it must be the...
I think the supermarkets, their reputation stands on their ability to sell us good, safe food. So I think what we're seeing here is fraud happening, further down the supply chain, and the opportunities are, well, where there's an opportunity, certain people will take those opportunities to...
Yeah.
To,
well, it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds. And you mentioned the this used by, these dates are in a European Union.
Ruling, yeah. They
which is interesting. Maybe they were just going, oh, it's Brexit, we do what we like. Maybe that wasn't
I suspect it's more money related than Brexit related.
Sean, look, thanks for joining us. Also, I know your lawyer's firm is called Burgess Salmon.
It is called Burgess Salmon.
So
yeah.
I feel you're doubly qualified to talk about foodstuffs. Sean, really good to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks.
That's Sean Edmonds there, partner at Burgess Salmon. Talking us through this chicken story today on the front of the papers, of course, specifically The Guardian have done this investigation along with ITN. And later on the programme, by the way, we will be getting the point of view of a chicken on this. It's important to talk to those directly concerned. So later on this show, we will be chatting to a chicken. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
The Civil Aviation Authority says Ryanair hasn't yet responded to its request for a meeting to discuss the flight cancellation crisis. The regulator has given the airline until 5 o'clock to sort out compensation for customers after claims the firm wasn't giving people the right advice on what they're entitled to. Sky's Darren McCaffrey is outside Ryanair's HQ in Dublin with a statement from the CAA.
They say that as part of our enforcement action, we've requested a meeting with Ryanair to discuss our ongoing concerns around passengers' rights. As yet, we have received no response to this request, nor has Ryanair proposed any other meetings.
A top EU official says it will take a miracle for Brexit talks to make enough progress to move on to the next phase by the end of October. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has given a downbeat assessment of the process. A girl has appeared in court accused of the attempted murder of a welfare officer who was stabbed at a school near Scunthorpe. The 16-year-old is expected to go on trial in December. UKIP has revealed a new party logo. It's of a purple lion with the slogan "For the Nation," but it's been mocked online for looking similar to the Premier League's badge. And Manchester City striker Sergio Aguero has been injured in a car crash in the Netherlands. It's reported the 29-year-old fractured a rib and could be facing a long spell out of action. The weather: rain clearing to the east, a mix of sunshine and showers later with highs of 19 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
Perhaps that Ryanair meeting you were talking about.
Yes.
Perhaps the guy's gone there for the meeting, but it's actually happening 30 miles away and he's got to get a bus.
I'm not sure that's what's happening, but just sure.
It's Ryanair sure. way.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
Yeah. What do you make of the UKIP logo?
I didn't know UKIP was still a thing.
They are.
This is, neither did I.
So their vote...
So they've chosen an African lion, which, given they're racist, is weird.
No, but lions, like, there's three lions on the
shirt.
England shirt. It's also the symbol, I think, for the Paralympians.
Yeah. But it's weird, isn't it? Because it's not... Why... I don't... And you raise a good point. Why is the England football team got lions when lions are intrinsically not English?
I don't understand.
Surely picking an English animal would be better.
It's similar to the Premier League logo, isn't
yeah,
it? Which is a shame because they're trying to kick it out, aren't they?
Yeah.
Football.
That's right.
Racism.
Yeah. So why? I don't know why the. But why is it? Why is it? Does anyone know that? Why is
I'm
it?
I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Why is it?
But why lions? Generally?
Isn't it? Since George, he slayed a lion.
No, no, he didn't. It was a dragon, which is English. So why they got? You know, got
I thought
a
dragons were Welsh.
Dragons are Welsh. You're absolutely right. So that's not going to work either.
What about a hedgehog?
Yes!
Hedgehog.
Three hedgehogs on a shirt.
Yeah. It'd be lovely.
All the naming.
Well, there must be some other animal suggestions for the new...
Let's go for it.
UKIP.
Robin.
Would you like to text in, please, 87222?
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you like.
What intrinsically indigenous British animal should UKIP have chosen instead of a lion, which isn't...
A traffic warden. They're very British.
Shakespeare. What's the UKIP logo should just be a traffic warden.
Yeah, and everyone hates them.
Good point well made. Why?
1% of the population like UKIP. No. I think that was their latest.
Is that their new slogan with the Logan?
No. So in the 20...
Slogo with the Logan. There we go.
Slogo.
Oh, and this show was going so well.
I got the answer if you want it.
It's all going to be fright. I do want it, Dave.
Henry I was known as the Lion of England.
Yeah.
And he had one lion on his crest.
Yeah.
Then he
one lion on his crest!
Yeah. Then he married Adeliza, whose father also had a lion on his shield, so that became two.
Yeah.
And then Henry II married someone else who also had a lion on their crest. They had three, and then they were like, yeah, all right, that's enough. That's enough. Go win a World Cup.
That's the optimum number of lions.
In the 12th century.
Well, you know, I think it's wrong. Shakespeare wrote about lions in, was it As You Like It? Set in the Forest of Arden in Warwickshire.
Where we're both from.
Thank you, Victoria. There weren't lions there, though, so he's an idiot.
He was lying.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, actually, UKIP were lying about Brexit. And the 350
there
people.
Is.
Well,
that wasn't just
that
UKIP.
Wasn't their bus that, as well. That well, was the other matter. People's
but they were
bus.
Lying. They were lying about it, weren't they?
Lying.
Yeah.
Tenuous. Are we still on air?
No.
I believe we are.
I think so. Some people.
Not for much
some people
longer.
Aren't. But you know. But at the moment we are. Right. Shall we? Shall we? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Chloe, get us the hell out of this.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Unconventional after-hours radio that you won't hear anywhere else. When the sun goes down, he comes alive with callers from the other side.
The ones who want to air their views on the stuff that never makes the news.
Do fish bleed? Do pigeons have homes? Were the monkeys better than the Rolling Stones?
Would you ever use a haunted loo?
What made Ian turn the air so blue?
How do you sleep at night, you seething little...
Listen each weeknight from 10, and you'll soon find out you're just like them.
Something extraordinary is happening on your radio. Make sure you don't miss the show that everyone else is talking about.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Welcome along. It's Talk Radio, of course. We would like very much now for you to get in touch with us with a made-up news story. It's time for today's headline hijack. You are cordially invited. To make up the news. Fake news, in a way. Well, in every single way, actually. We'd like it to be in the news at 2 o'clock. We'd like Victoria to broadcast your lie as truth in the bulletin. You can get in touch with us, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word your lie.
So what's been coming in, Cornelius? Let's have a look.
Lots of headline hijacks, John.
That's handy.
For example, this one is from Sally, who says, a study has shown that people who have more than 3 tattoos tend to be dull as... people who permanently stain their skin tend to think they're creative, but in reality tend to be more empty inside and duller people.
Right.
The board of tattoo people have denied the claim and then discussed their tattoos in an hour-long conference, which was also boring.
Who sent that in?
Sally.
Very good, Sally. Very good work there.
Very good. One of Sally's friends has got a tattoo recently.
You know, I like the way that Sally thought our newsreader would read out the line, a study has shown that people who have more than 3 tattoos tend to be dull as.
To be fair, Victoria writes scripts that are no better. What else have you got, Cornelius?
How about this one? The Red Bull F1 team have confirmed that their car
will... We did that one yesterday.
Did we? Yeah. Oh, I wasn't told. I wasn't here yesterday. No, you weren't. I was working on Drive.
You were, weren't you?
Yeah.
Working with Sam Delaney.
Taking selfies.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Taking inappropriate selfies.
No, it's fine.
What else?
The lead singer of The Killers, Brandon Flowers, this is according to Mark, has confirmed in an interview that only 2 of the 4 members of the band will be part of their upcoming UK tour, which we did know. Bassist Mark Sturmer and guitarist David Koenig will be replaced by giant inflatable unicorns, apparently. Flower said, it's not like anyone is going to notice the difference. We all know that our fans only come to our gigs to see me.
Thank you very much indeed. David, by the way, says, a blackbird. UKIP should have a blackbird as their logo. He hasn't elaborated on that, but I think it might be a race thing. I don't know.
Well, no, it's because blackbirds sing in the dead of night, and that's pretty much the only place UKIP... like get heard now, right? It's sort of
in the dead of night.
Right.
They're also looking for a new leader, of course, UKIP as well. So
are they?
Yeah. They've got a new logo and then after a new leader. Anyway, much to talk about. Later we'll be chatting to a chicken. This big story today, of course, that chickens are being faked. There's fake chicken to do with their use-by and kill-by dates down, according to a Guardian and ITN investigation, down in Devon. This is a company that's the biggest company, I think, that supplies the supermarkets of our nation. You have to ask the question that why aren't UKIP choosing a dead chicken as a logo, as opposed to at least that's British, goddammit, not a lion. So we'll be chatting about that. Many other things besides, still to come on the programme, the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will be having live music for you, getting you into the weekend with a busker. Busker session. We quite literally go out onto the streets of London and drag them in to perform for you. That's going to be happening between 3:30 and 4 o'clock. And if you hate the show, by the way, or me, or anyone who works on it, now's the time to get in touch, because we will collate your hate. Give it to Cornelius. Con, hi.
Hi.
He'll be in the lift reading all of that hate out as that lift travels downwards through the building in a feature we call condescending. It's 20 minutes to 2 o'clock. Showbiz on the way with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Stoptober, the 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge is back. And this year it's bigger than ever. Sam Delaney will be cleaning up the afternoon airwaves with breaking news, great guests, plus essential tips, advice and support to help you quit smoking for good. Join the thousands of people stopping smoking this Stoptober with Sam Delaney at Drive on Talk Radio. Come on, join in. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to stop smoking.
Yes, I'm happy to confirm. You've certainly got a million...
Yes! Oh, my God, I love you! I love you so much.
No, you're not
No! I'm sorry. Oh, my word.
You take care. Oh, of
thank you so
to.
Much. Bye now.
At least 6 millionaires are made every week with the National Lottery. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
At Wix, we know our trade customers are interested in running a better business. That's why we've launched Wix Trade Pro. It gives the trade access to exclusive discounts, offers and rewards, so everything's always cheaper. Sign up in store, online or via the Wix Trade Pro app today. Wix, let's do it right.
With Ford's New for Old Scrappage Scheme, you can save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old car for a new Ford. It's a great opportunity to upgrade to the new premium B&O Play sound system. Ford Sync 3 voice control for easy hands-free interaction. And Active Park Assist that makes parking effortless. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model after the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Certain models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and register from 1st of September to 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply.
He-Man got £50 worth of Co-op food vouchers when he bought Co-op Home Combined Insurance through Money's Supermarket. Now, he feels like his high kicks could pierce the sky. Another Money Super exclusive from Money Supermarket. Offer ends October 16th. New customers only who buy a Co-op home combined buildings and contents policy through Money Supermarket. Excludes Northern Ireland and Channel Island customers. For full T's and C's, go to Money Supermarket.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems eastbound on the M4 at the moment through Wiltshire. A partial blockage of the main carriageway and accidents occurred at junction 17 for Chippenham and the A350. Eastbound side of the A50 through Staffordshire completely closed between the Blythbridge roundabout and Uttoxeter at the A522. That follows a lorry fire. And finally, to the anti-clockwise side of the M60 through Greater Manchester, two lanes are closed. The car's broken down between 24 for the M67 at the Denton Island and junction 23 at Ashton the Line. I'm Stephen Beach.
Clive, Winston Wolfe, whale music? You must be one stressed-out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with Rent Guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Dearly beloved, gather together every Sunday morning from 11 for Slaphead Salvation from your radio station.
James Whale's Sunday Sermon. Why not join me, my friends? Listen to the wise words of the whale.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the whale.
The Sunday Sermon with James Whale. This Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
Oh, I say, is that Fanny Green in the front row?
No, it's just the way the light's shining through the stained glass window.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. Now, very, 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 very shortly, a week's worth of showbiz. Before that, though, we've been looking at the news. There's this story today on the front of The Guardian. Certainly, they've done an investigation with ITN about this chicken factory. Have you seen this? This is a factory in Devon. Yeah, that supplies all of our supermarkets, but they've been altering the dates on the chicken to make it more commercially viable. Apparently, that's a thing. That's going on. UKIP have a new logo. It's not a dead chicken; it's a lion. Mm-hmm. That classic British animal, a lion that they've gone for. Which many, well, the criticism is the Premier League.
It's similar to the Premier League logo, which is also fairly new, isn't it? New this season, is it, or last season?
It's like a new shinier lion. And the England football team also have three lions on their shirt.
On their shirt.
Sorry, Rhys, you're not here to talk about sport.
Nope.
That's right.
That's fine.
Because in a moment we'll talk showbiz. But what I'm getting at is that the news is all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it. Don't my worry. Lion head around it.
Don't worry, because we're here to help. What we do with the news on this programme is we take it, the complex stories, and we analyse them using Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
A naked Mona Lisa found. It was one of the Hef's early works.
The news in haikus. It was found, wasn't it? An early sketch. Did you see this of the Mona Lisa, in which she was nudie,
naked.
Yeah. Quite clearly see what else about her is enigmatic as well, I guess. And so we come to Friday. And on Friday, as a regular listener, you'll know that we round up a week's worth of showbiz for you. But we do it from the point of view and perspective of a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Welcome back, Rhys.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Just getting over the office cold, I understand.
Yes. Just the last few bits of it. Just out of my system now. Should be fine.
It's going around.
It is.
Also going around, of course, is the plague of show business, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting everybody down.
Yeah. What's happened this week?
We're starting with news of Chloe Khan, from X Factor.
No idea.
Nope. She's swapped £4 a minute webcam sex shows for a life of granny knitting.
Right.
I'm so glad the second word was knitting.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this would have been a completely different story. the busty brunette was stripping on the internet for her fans before
she
went into... Well, fans. You know, that's a loose term
this is someone off the X Factor.
Yes. And Celebrity Big Brother as well.
Who is now doing a strippy internet thing, or was.
Yeah, in between the two appearances, she was supplementing her income by stripping for £4 a minute online.
Wow.
Which I'm sure... Probably, depending on what those fans are like, you know, you could get anything from, you know, I'm going to steer away from that.
Yeah, probably wise.
Probably, you know, £16.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
something along.
I mean, if you draw that out, I mean, that because you know, a strip has to begin clothed.
Yes.
So if you draw that out for, I mean, that £4 a minute, that's quite, you know, you could.
It's not bad.
If she sort of teased around a bit, I suppose you could make some good money off that.
You definitely could.
How long is it? What is the maximum amount of time it takes to take off every single item of clothes?
Yeah, but she's not doing it speedily, is she? She's deliberately...
Yeah, but I'm just saying, even if I did it as slow as possible, I reckon within 3 minutes I would be completely starkers.
Right.
So...
No one would pay £4 for that.
Yeah, but that's fine. But, you know, it's £12 and then... Then you're going to have to put the clothes back
on, which
you're not going to earn money doing.
No.
That's a lot.
She's earned £12 in 3 minutes.
She's also knitting as well, so she might start in the sort of altogether with the mittens and the hat and the scarf.
No.
And she could really draw it out.
What she should do is strip and then knit around her clothes. Just knit clothes around her body. Very, very slowly dress yourself by knitting clothes straight onto the body.
That's a niche market.
Yeah.
But I bet you, if you Googled it, knitting
there's probably
sex,
something out there.
That'll be a thing. I bet it's a thing. Who is she again?
She was on the X Factor, but she was found out to be somewhat of a... Wasn't she done in a sting of some description?
Was she?
Yeah, someone from The Sun or one of those... paid for her services in a hotel room, so they sort of kicked her off before she started. Okay. There was a vague, allegedly.
Yeah. Showbiz is great, isn't
it? Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah.
What else, a very murky world. What else is in your showbiz?
Pascal Kramer. Mm. That one from TOWIE. She is apparently dating Nick Knowles.
Oh! Now, I know about Nick Knowles.
Yes, albums. You do.
He's got an album out.
He certainly has.
Yeah.
That's now, coming up later.
We tried to find his song, An Eye for an Eye. I don't know whether you're familiar with this song.
Mm. I haven't heard it.
Is it gone?
It's gone from the internet, Dave. It's gone. You try and find it.
I will.
He's deleted it.
I think I downloaded it about 3 years ago.
Yes, we used it on a radio show somewhere else when it came out. But it's gone from the internet. I tried to find it yesterday. So if you've got it, we'll play it. Brilliant. Because I tried to find it and can't. It's like Nick Knowles stopping all war. It's an epic bit of work, Reese. I can tell you that.
Nick Knowles and
DIY
SOS.
Yeah. Pascal...
Pascal Kramer is a lady from The Only Way Is Essex, apparently. And he's gone around denying that they're seeing each other, even going as far as to say, I was with three different women that night and you've only got a photo of me and her. So he's a charmer.
Yes.
As well as a DIY SOS host and saviour of all mankind.
Yeah.
But now the former Team GB Olympic athlete, this Pascal Kramer, has confirmed to Bizarre... Yep. That they're seeing each other. This came at the launch party for Michael Jackson's new album, Scream.
Michael Jackson's new album?
Michael Jackson has apparently got a new album called Scream.
But he's dead.
This is what caught me by surprise about this whole story, is that, for one, she's invited.
Yeah.
And for two, it's actually a thing that's happening.
Yeah. Has he come back like a zombie out of his Thriller video? Is that what's happened? That'd be a scoop.
That certainly would.
I'm surprised that's not bigger news. If Michael Jackson has come back to life like a zombie out of his own Thriller video, I would have thought that would have made more newspapers today.
One can only assume it's posthumous release. But I'd like to think he was definitely coming back as a zombie.
Yeah. In that red leather jacket that he had in the accident.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, let's say for the sake of argument that's happened.
Yep.
And let's just announce that as
I'm happy
fact.
To put that out as news. I'm happy to put that out as...
Could you just announce a soundbite sentence for us and then we can clip that we can use that?
The deceased body of Michael Jackson has come back and has now released the album Scream.
There it is.
Wow.
It's a showbiz scoop, that is.
Where were you guys when Michael Jackson died? That's a popular question, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Do you not remember?
Sort of like I was indoors.
Where were you?
Just watching it on the news.
Yeah. Just indoors. Yeah.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
I was underage drinking in a bar in Tenerife with my friends.
Great. It didn't have that much impact on my life, and I can't remember.
Really? I thought it was one of those ones where you always remember where you were when you find out Michael Jackson.
I remember where I was when it turned out he was getting done for child abuse stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that news breaking, and I was at the Greenbelt Festival,
mm-hmm.
in Northampton. So I remember that, but I don't remember when he died.
Fair play.
Okay.
I remember
of the two.
A text going around when he died. That's all I remember, but I don't know about where I was when I got it.
It was a Thursday night.
Was it?
Yes, I just remembered that, because I remember getting texts as well after a show I just recorded for Radio 4. And after the show, and we all went, we just recorded a show for Radio 4, this is going to be the main news tomorrow. How are we going to do this? And then we had to go back and drop some inserts in.
Yeah,
so it was a Thursday night. Yeah,
I remember getting loads of texts, none of which I can read out on air.
No. Maybe not. What else is in the showbiz, Reese?
Still Nick Knowles. He's releasing an album.
Yes, he is.
In this article, he's described as teleperson turned music musician. Teleperson turned musician.
Do you think he's done that himself? That's his own description.
That's his bio, definitely.
I mean, he's definitely DIY'd that album.
Yeah,
no one else is interested.
That's the only thing he's done himself, because it's a covers album.
Yeah, he's done Robert Palmer on it.
He has.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, Robert Palmer, The Beatles, Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan are, Yeah, he's covering them.
Yeah, and that's probably why he's got rid of An Eye for an Eye, his classic. Yeah. Have you found it, Dave?
No, what I have found, curiously, is what appears to be a video on Facebook. Let me just put the sound on and see if this is actually what it is.
Yeah.
This is it, isn't it?
Yeah, someone's done a remix, though, is that?
No. This is curiously, on a random Facebook page called... videos of Nick Knowles singing. This is...
He's definitely set somebody, that up himself.
Somebody has filmed their computer with their phone, and the person that's done it is Ian Lee.
Good work, Ian Lee. Good work, Ian.
Thrilled.
There we go.
This is it.
License to print money.
Video's great as well.
Oh, wow, look at that.
World. Oh. An eye for an eye, it's making the whole world blind. I mean,
oh, it certainly is.
And deaf.
I was about to say, it's a shame it's not making the world deaf.
We'll try and get him on the show. I've got his email address.
Oh, yeah.
About a year or two ago, his email address got, you know, when it gets hacked and sends out a load of emails.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened to him.
I thought you were going to say pictures of some description. Yeah.
That's Nick. No, I'm glad an eye for an eye is still out there, because I struggled with finding that yesterday. So well done, Ian Lee, for tracking that down for us. That's great. Send me that link, Dave. I just want to bask in that song a bit more. Good. Nick Knowles, then. He's an idiot. What else have we got?
Nick Knowles is definitely done. Khloe Kardashian's pregnant.
Right. Now, which one's she?
Ooh. The eldest
one. Now, Kim, that we know about
the youngest one.
The youngest one?
The thing is, two of them are pregnant at the moment.
Three of them, isn't it? Isn't Kylie Jenner's also pregnant?
Oh, this is very complicated.
They're breeding. They're making more of them.
So, which one was the one that got robbed in Paris? No, was
that Kim.
That was Kim.
Oh, right, yeah.
She's pregnant through a surrogate, isn't she?
Is she pregnant?
Yeah, her and Kanye West are having a baby through a surrogate. Kylie Jenner is also pregnant.
Right.
And now Khloe Kardashian's pregnant.
Right.
Hang on, I'm getting a bit worried that you're getting too good at showbiz to do this feature.
I know.
I mean, that is worrying knowledge.
Yeah, that's not on the piece of paper we've given you.
There'll definitely be a lack of research next time.
It's like Stockholm syndrome.
I know.
You've gone native.
I can't help it. I'm at home just reading the tabloids now about all this dross. I love the Kardashians now. Not.
It's just happened. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Rhys.
No worries. Bringing
I mean, I think we're all up to date now.
Yeah, cheers.
On all of the showbiz.
Far too up to date.
Yeah. So bless you. Let's Rhys there, a man from TalkSport. I was going to say no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but it is creeping in now.
It is. I'm going to have to dial it back massively.
Go back. Go and cleanse thyself.
Absolutely.
There we go. Good. Right. So in the next bit of the programme, well, there's more to come, of course. Today we have work experience punditry. We're looking at films for the weekend. That is coming up with Grace, who is our work experience. Big debate at 3 o'clock. A man will be in a lift reading out the hate as the lift travels downwards through the building. That's where he'll be doing it from. It's a feature we call Condescending. And Jeremy, out of Off of Everything Everything, will be joining us on the programme as well as today's hot guest action. All on the way. Now, headline hijack. A made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin. We need to know who has come up with today's winning story lie that will be broadcast to the nation as truth by Victoria in around 2 or 3 minutes' time. Cornelius, give me a name.
Jamie.
Where's he from?
East Dulwich.
East Dulwich. Jamie East Dulwich.
In East Dulwich.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Is coming with his headline hijack next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get a 750mm tube of EvoStick B3 foam filler for only £4.50 ex-VAT. But hurry, this offer ends 1st of October. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it.
So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty, and you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half-price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas New Boiler. Conditions apply.
I found a nippy runaround in red. The dealer mentioned credit, so I said, I had it done and dusted from a website that I trusted. Car Finance 24/7's what I said.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Hit the bullseye this October by becoming a sober hero and take a month-long break from the booze to raise money for Macmillan Cancer Support. No darting to the bar, no doubles. Just wake up happily hangover-free. Gain maximum respect and know that you'll be helping to change the lives of people with cancer. It's all in a month's work for a sober hero. So go sober for October and sign up today at gosober.org.uk. Game on!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At just gone 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, it's Friday, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Ryanair ignores requests for talks, calls to halt universal credit and picture house strike.
Talk Radio.
The aviation regulator has accused Ryanair of failing to respond to a request to hold talks over its cancellation crisis. The Civil Aviation Authority has told the Dublin-based carrier it has until 5 p.m. to sort out compensation arrangements for hundreds of thousands of its customers. Frank Breheny is a travel journalist who's told Talk Radio the Irish equivalent needs to take action as well.
Make it very clear, these are rights that are enjoyed by citizens across the European Union. Get on with it, sort it out, enforce. It's for the benefit of consumers so that we can all get on and travel where we need to.
Downing Street says the Prime Minister and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have agreed on the need to settle the issue of citizens' rights after Brexit as soon as possible. It comes as European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says a miracle is needed for talks between UK and European Union to move on to trade by the end of next month. 12 Conservative MPs are urging the government not to extend the universal credit benefit system over concerns it's leaving people strapped for cash. Claimants are said to be waiting up to 6 weeks for money to come through after transferring from the old system. Shadow Work and Pensions Minister Alex Cunningham says ministers must act.
The system isn't working and the government must pause it, learn from the areas who are doing quite well with universal credit, get the systems improved and make sure that the nightmare, which could grow 10 times with a rollout to further centres, doesn't happen.
UKIP is facing a threat of mass resignations if a leadership candidate who described Islam as evil wins. Controversial Sharia Watch founder Anne-Marie Waters looks to be in a two-horse race with deputy leader Peter Whittle to head up the party. The result is expected later. And staff at 5 Picture House cinemas are going on strike in a long-running argument over pay. Members of the Bechtel Union will walk out for 24 hours on Wednesday. Workers at its Hackney and Soho site will take action for 9 days to coincide with the London Film Festival.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, John.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome very much indeed.
Great news.
Thanks. I don't believe you listened.
I wasn't really. No, in the next hour and a half, by the way, Victoria will be here with today's bonus news. Bulletins are shorter than they used to be round these parts, I can tell you that. How short are they now?
They're 2 minutes now, which is a third shorter than when they started.
That's right. And Victoria gets paid the same money.
The right decision.
Mm. So at 3:30, she'll be bringing us her bonus news today. Well, we cover off everything animal, vegetable, mineral. Today is
vegetable news.
That's right. If it's happening in the world of vegetables, Victoria will be bringing it to you. So if you are a keen vegetable fan, then why not stay tuned? For 3:30 is when all of the world's vegetable news will be upon us. What are you laughing at?
Cornelius.
What's he doing?
He's mimicking what he would do with a vegetable.
Right, that's offensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Right, shall we carry on with the
I've got to do the weather.
Weather, yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
So rain clearing to the east, a mix of sunshine and showers, highs of 19 degrees.
And now here's Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Pete Abbott. Dele Alli has been banned for one international match for making an offensive gesture during England's World Cup qualifier against Slovenia at Wembley last month. Alli's also been fined following the incident, although FIFA's disciplinary committee said it accepted the gesture had not been aimed at the referee. Crystal Palace manager Roy Hodgson claims he's unaware of reports linking them with a move for free agent and former England striker Carlton Cole. They're in need of a forward as Christian Benteke has ligament damage, which will keep him out of training for at least 6 weeks. There's one game tonight in the Sky Bet Championship and it's live on our sister station Talk Sport. QPR take on West London rivals Fulham. Britain's Lewis Hamilton was sixth in second practice for the Formula One Malaysian Grand Prix. Hamilton's title rival Sebastian Vettel was quickest in the second session ahead of his Ferrari teammate Kimi Raikkonen. And Tony Bellew claims he will end David Haye's career in their heavyweight boxing rematch. It's been confirmed they'll face each other again at London's O2 Arena on Sunday the 17th of December. Bellew produced a surprise victory over Haye in March. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a viral internet video star has been charged on account of fraud amidst a crackdown of fake trickshot videos, which are made using camera trickery and post-editing. The star, who goes by the name of Throwboy, mocked up a video which led people to believe he managed to land a tennis ball into a Pringles can from 87 stories high.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news. And Pete Abbott. Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sports.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, very good afternoon to you. If you're just joining us, welcome. It's Friday. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Let's talk about space rockets. Elon Musk, he's the CEO of Tesla, of course, and a man with the name of a flavour of Lynx deodorant. New Elon Musk makes your armpit smell of electric cars. Anyway, he's also the CEO of SpaceX. That's a company that is determined to go to space. Today, he's been announcing this plan for what he's calling rocket travel. It's commercial, buy-a-ticket rocket travel to go to the moon and to Mars. Now, it's codenamed, and I'm not kidding, the BFR. The big word I can't say on the radio, rocket. He says it will get anywhere on Earth in under an hour. I mean, I'm light on detail, if I'm honest on that. But then it can go to Mars, apparently, taking between 80 and 200 people per trip. Now, naturally, as soon as he announced this rocket launch, Donald Trump tweeted, threatening to bomb Elon Musk, calling him the other rocket man. If Elon Musk's rocket has the capability to get anywhere on Earth in under an hour, then it's a threat to the US, tweeted Donald. So he's now declared war on Elon Musk. Meanwhile, Tony Blair, having heard the word hour there, something that can be launched in an hour, got all excited because it reminds him of the whole 45-minute thing from a few years ago. And he's been seen asking around to see if Elon Musk has got any oil. Anyway, look, it sounds preposterous, doesn't it? But, hey, Elon Musk, you know, as we know, is a visionary and he's very into this kind of stuff. Let's talk to Andrew Griffin. He's the science editor of The Independent. Hello, Andrew.
Hiya.
Hi, good to talk to you. So what do we make of this? So Elon Musk, you know, often comes out with these sort of bold, futuristic statements. And should we be sort of believing this one? It's a rocket that can go to Mars with people on it.
Well, he does, as you say, have a tendency to say mad things, but they do often turn out right. You know, when he said he was going to be sending up rockets to space and then have them come back and land on a barge, everyone laughed at him, and now that is happening.
Yeah.
So, he does have a knack for getting these kind of slightly crazy sounding things actually off the ground.
So what, literally off the ground. What are we talking about here? Because he's saying, you know, between 80 and 200 people, you can buy a ticket. You know, for many people thinking, all right, it's a rocket. So rocket, you know, how, you know, by nature, you know, they're cramped. You know, we know what a rocket looks like because we've seen astronauts. What kind of thing are we talking about? Are we talking like sort of like a commercial airline, but in rocket form?
Yes, so there was a video at the launch where what appears to happen is you go to a kind of pier, you get on a nice big boat and drive out into the ocean where there's a rocket waiting for you. You climb in like an astronaut, and then probably tactically, the video ended there, so we didn't see the people actually inside the rocket, which, as you say, is probably partly a marketing thing to stop you seeing that they will be all cramped up and... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to want, if I'm getting on a rocket to Mars, I'm going to want pretty good meals. I want a film or two. You know, I mean, it sounds ludicrous, doesn't it? Because, you know, with all the technology there, you know, and the length of time it's going to take to get to Mars. I mean, you know, I'm not a scientist, but it just sounds preposterous.
Yeah, it does. But I mean, you know, kind of everything sounds a bit preposterous at the beginning. And I think, you know, Elon Musk does have a tendency also to propose things that are never going to come true. He's also got this grand plan for super fast trains that'll fling people across the US that doesn't really seem to be going anywhere. So it might, this too might never go anywhere. But, you know, I think if you want to be sympathetic to him, then he is, you know, as you said earlier, a visionary and a man who likes to do things that sound fairly mad.
Yeah, well, indeed, and this whole idea, I mean, he's got this vision of revolutionising, I mean, you know, the Mars thing is one thing, but he's talking about changing the game on air travel, isn't he? And he's saying you can get anywhere on Earth in one of these things in under an hour. Which would, I mean, Ryanair would, you know, in their current state, we're listening to this going, oh, dear, that's not going very well. But what is it about Elon Musk? Tell me a little bit about Elon Musk, because he, you know, we know him as the CEO of Tesla, of course, electric cars, which are coming along in leaps and bounds, and he's been a pioneer of all this kind of stuff. Who is Elon Musk?
Well, he actually started out in doing kind of fairly boring stuff, or not boring so much as a bit less spectacular, PayPal, which he co-founded. And he and his co-founder both obviously made an awful lot of money from that when they sold it. His co-founder, actually, Peter Thiel, is spent his money on chumming up with Donald Trump and all sorts of things. Elon Musk instead took his money and built, as you mentioned, Tesla, to bring the electric cars to the people, SpaceX, and a few other kind of bizarre ventures, like one that's trying to get computers to plug straight into people's brains, but he's got these billions from PayPal and seems pretty determined not to spend it on you know, kind of frippery, but doing fairly mad technology and science stuff.
Yeah, and in terms of this, you know, it's a huge announcement for them to be this. I mean, how far along the program would we assume them to be? Because it's not like Apple, is it? It's where, you know, when we see those big Apple announcements and they take to the stage and then launch something that exists, this tends to be a sort of, well, we're planning to do this. So, what's the length of time they're talking about?
So yeah, he has been very vague, but the kind of dates that we have is he says he's going to get a rocket to Mars by 2022. That won't have any people on it, but it will have the stuff to get ready for people that he expects to send to get there by 2024. Mm. And as I say, at that point, he'll have had 2 years worth of stuff getting ready for them, setting up the kind of infrastructure that they need to live on Mars. And then, yeah, they'll be there in 7 years.
He could, of course, end up, you know, we're sort of, you know, there's a vaguely mocking tone to this, but he could end up being the saviour of mankind, couldn't he? Because, you know, climate change, global warming, you know, the Earth is doomed, and the only way to survive, as we know from all science fiction, is to go off-world. You know, Elon Musk could be the saviour of the human race at some point.
Well, his idea for humans is that we'll eventually become what he says is a multi-planetary species. Exactly for that reason, because we seem to have a tendency to destroy the places we live, so we need to get pretty good at going to find other ones and live on them.
Yeah. And is he, you know, do we have a sense of what else he might be working on? Because, you know, this is a kind of visionary thing. You know, the last inventor that everyone got impressed about was Dyson, and he invented a vacuum cleaner. But Musk has gone a lot further than that.
Yeah. And as I say, it's not just rockets. It's not even just transport in the form of cars. He's kind of obsessed with the danger of artificial intelligence, which he says, if we don't do properly, could destroy the world and destroy people. So he's, one of his other things is spending a load of money on, he's got this organization called OpenAI, which is trying to create robots that don't kill everyone. So he's obviously, you know, you can argue about how realistic all this stuff is, but he does seem very committed to kind of spending his money on whatever he can to get humanity kind of further along what he sees as its development.
I'm gonna stick my neck out and say he's the second coming of Christ. I think he's come to save mankind. That's basically what's happened. Look, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. Andrew Griffin, science editor. Oh, you're right, Cornelius.
Yeah.
You still got your cough, haven't you?
Yeah.
You'd pop out to cough. Suggestion. It's just a suggestion.
Well, why don't you pop out?
Well, because I was interviewing Andrew Griffin from the Independent there. Right there.
Why couldn't you just ignore the fact that I was coughing and just let it happen?
Okay. It's distracting, isn't it?
It's fine.
Well, this is more distracting. Well, we're on a roll.
I was hoping you were all right. I was concerned for your health.
Of course I'm fine. It's just a cough.
All right.
Coughs can be serious.
In the next bit of the programme, there cometh everything. I mean, there's literally everything on this programme.
Double.
And it's going to be everything. Jeremy from Everything Everything is going to talk to us about this gig they're doing this afternoon. They're doing a gig in a shop.
Yeah.
In Canterbury.
It's near your house, isn't it?
It is near my house. I'm here. I'd
Why
like to
are you
go
not there?
Well, because I'm here, Dave. But it's all to do. I should have done. If I'd have known, I would have. All to do with small venues and supporting them and so forth, musically speaking. Jeremy's going to talk to us about that. That's something they're promoting. We have the big debate at 3 o'clock. We have live music for you as well in here as we drag a busker in off the streets to perform for your Friday to take you into the weekend. It's all on the way. Along with Work Experience Punditry, we're looking at films for your weekend. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. Take a walk on the wild side with best-selling author David Baddiel as he reads from his blockbuster children's book, Annie Malcolm.
Then he jumped in front of Bert, making himself a human shield.
Annie Malcolm, a Story Hour exclusive with David Baddiel.
Sorry, a monkey shield. Sorry, an ape shield.
Join David Baddiel reading his book, Annie Malcolm, on Story Hour, Sunday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Annie Malcolm, out now in all good bookshops.
At DFS, we know how important it is to be comfy. So as the nights draw in, our craftspeople like Barbara here,
hi,
go all out to make sure every sofa is carefully handmade to order.
I treat every sofa that I sew as if it's coming to my house.
And she's very particular. And with Autumn Winter Collection sofas now up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit, winter's going to be very comfy indeed. DFS. Order now for guaranteed Christmas delivery.
The Renault Scrappage Scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit Renault.co.uk/scrappage.
To some, being a hero is wearing a funny mask or pulling your underpants over your trousers. But there is a better way. By going sober this October for Macmillan Cancer Support, you'll be transformed into a sober hero, proudly saying no to the booze and yes to raising money for people with cancer. Let's join together. You, me, my next door neighbour Jeff, all sober heroes and no silly underpants, except maybe Jeff. Feel heroic for 31 days. Sign up today at gosober.org.uk.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
So, the brilliant new iPhone's finally here. But which network do you go for? What if you could get one that lets you keep any data you haven't used? Or change your plan whenever you want? New Sky Mobile. With the new iPhone. Now there's an idea. The perfect network for your perfect phone. Sky. Believe in better.
Redeem data per 1 gigabyte and use within 3 years. 12-month minimum term. Downgrades effective month following selection.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Problems southbound on the M6 through the West Midlands at the moment. A lane's closed due to a car which has broken down between junction 10 at Wolverhampton and Walsall. and Junction 9 at Wensbury. Westbound side of the M62 through East Yorkshire, lane closed due to an accident around Junction 37 for the A614 and the Howden turn off. Inside lane of the two closed. And the anti-clockwise side of the M60 through Greater Manchester, that remains very slow following a breakdown between 24 at the Denton Island for the M67 and Junction 23 at Ashton. I'm Stephen Beach.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Sand, so happy just to crawl across the land. Soon I'll be the best around. I'm gonna keep my plunder underground. Hard flesh, cold against the rain, dust billowing around my brazen brain. Saw off all my stinking limbs, blood dripping down my sunken monkey chin.
Baby, can you leave it in the
distant past?
Baby, can you leave it in
the distant past?
Going from the very very
distant past.
Going from the very very
distant past.
Baby, can you leave me in
the distant past?
Baby, can you leave me in
the distant past?
Girl, I wanna take it to
the distant past.
Girl, I wanna take it to the
distant past.
That, of course, is the sound and the noise of everything, everything. And the noise of their bass player's voice sounds a lot like this. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you? Well?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Yeah, we are driving to the Oxjam gig.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. No, now listen, yeah. Right, Oxjam. So, for a start, we'll talk about Oxjam in a minute. But am I right, and you're playing Canterbury this afternoon in a shop?
In the shop, yeah, in the Oxfam shop. This is
That's my hometown, Jeremy, and I'm here having to do the radio when I'd really, if I'm honest, would like to be watching you play in an Oxfam shop in my hometown.
Play in an Oxfam shop, oh. Yes. Well, it's going to be a squeeze in there, yeah. But it's going to be
what,
fun.
Squeeze are playing as well.
Squeeze are playing as well, yeah. Kentish boys.
They are. Look, tell me about Oxjam then. So this is, I mean, it's kind of about tiny venues, isn't it? And it's about, it's a music festival, gigs in 37 different towns and cities. So tell us about it.
Yeah, which is amazing, really, isn't it? That they've managed to get 37 of these together, and it's a nationwide festival to promote the diversity of the grassroots music scene and obviously support the work that Oxfam does. As a matter of course, as well.
Yeah. Have you ever played it in a shop before, in this way?
I'm trying to remember, actually. I don't think we have. We've certainly never played inside an Oxfam shop. Oh, we've played, like, record shops and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I suppose that counts.
It does, but it seems that a record shop
ad hoc
would have the facility to accommodate an international rock band, whereas you're going to be squashed in between, you know, sort of old second-hand clothes and books.
Yeah. Well, I'm planning to reinvigorate my winter wardrobe and buy some exciting records as well.
Yeah, rightly so. I'm from Canterbury. I know the Oxfam shop. There's a lot of good records in there, Jeremy. You'll be picking up some bargains.
I'll buy some for you, and you can pay me back.
Please do. That's fine. So, in terms of this whole grassroots music venue thing, because we all know, you know, we hear about it all the time, don't we? About venues closing down and stuff. And you know, why are they important? Why is it important to keep these places alive?
Well, in a nutshell, because we are so proud of our, and rightly so, of our sort of enormous export of popular music in this country, and we do it really well, and we do it well because there's been a great grassroots network for younger artists to cut their teeth on, and if we don't protect it and it withers and dies, then everything at the top will die as well. We won't have British headliners in 10 years.
Yeah.
And it is an increasing problem, and it is a real thing. A third of the venues we started playing 10 years ago when we started our band have gone now. A third of those rooms are just not there anymore.
Yeah.
And that's all happened in the last 10 years, and it seems to be increasing. It's not all doom and gloom. I mean, some places, the campaigns are working. It's basically to keep private developers from building residential areas directly above or opposite or within existing music venues.
Yeah.
Because then licenses are up for review, which is kind of crazy.
It is. It seems odd as well, doesn't it? Because live music now is such... you know, we know that the record industry has changed enormously in the last few years, and the money for bands massively. And stuff comes from live gigs, not records anymore. Yet these venues are closed.
One day.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's totally true. And But it's also, it's still my favourite way to experience music as well, is to go and see a band. That's the way I like to find out what a band sounds like. This today and all the other 36 other gigs that are happening around the UK is a really good way to reinvigorate that culture, get people into their local music venues.
How many people are you expecting to squash into a shop to watch you this afternoon?
I don't know. It's going to depend how much room we take up ourselves, I think.
Have you brought the whole back line? I mean, have you got everything there?
No, we've stripped it down as much as we can. We're in two taxis. So all of us are in two cabs with the gear.
This is great.
Back to basics touring.
Whereabouts are you exactly driving? You said the Kent coast. Whereabouts are you driving now?
Thanet somewhere.
Thanet, yeah. UKIP heartland, that is.
Farad's country.
The cabbie says we're in Thanet. There you go. UKIP heartland, yeah.
It is. They've got a new logo. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a lion. It's a bit weird, Jeremy, if I'm honest. Tell me a little bit more, because obviously Fever Dream album out, obviously. Tell me a bit about the band. You know, what else are you up to?
We are finishing up the festivals. We're headlining by the Sea Festival in Margate tonight.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, one of our last UK festivals. We've got one more in Liverpool as well next month, Liverpool Music Week. And we're off to the States next month. We're doing some US touring. We're around, basically. We'll be around a lot. We've got a big UK tour February and March next year as well.
Yeah. And in terms of new music, I realize that's a question you get asked all the time, and I know bands sort of...
It is, despite the fact that this record has only been out about 6 weeks.
Already you're going to be asked.
Exactly, because
that's what record companies want to know, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, we'd like to set aside the time to start thinking about it so we don't kind of get out of the habit of making new music, but for the time being, we're in touring mode, certainly.
Yeah. I need to tell you about something which you're going to find really weird, so bear with me. Right.
Go on.
A while ago, back on a different radio station, Jeremy, I'll be very specific with you, it was XFM, right?
Yes, I remember this.
Yep, I used to do the breakfast show. And we had tickets to give away to one of your gigs. And we were charged with coming up with a radio feature to give away some tickets to see you. And of course, your song at the time, as we just played there, was Distant Past.
Yeah.
So the feature was this, Jeremy.
Right.
We called the feature Distant Pasta.
Distant Pasta, this rings a bell.
Yeah. And the idea was that...
I'm with you so far.
Yeah, we got pasta, we went up to the roof of the radio station, we got some pasta, different kinds, there's many kinds, and the idea was that the listeners had to guess which out of the different kinds of pasta we could hit furthest with a tennis racket.
That's good, distance pasta. I see that.
Do you see what happened?
What one, out of interest, can you remember?
I think it was... was it
Fusilli?
Yeah, it was.
Spaghetti didn't fare well.
Fusilli, sure.
Spaghetti was pathetic. Fusilli, though, pretty much nailed it. So all I'm saying is, if you ever need some spectacular, sort of encore-based...
stage effects.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it's low cost, I'll give you that.
I am more than happy to come to any gig of yours and hit pasta with a tennis racket across the stage.
I think that the link might be lost on the audience.
Not if you changed the song to Distant Pasta.
Which, arguably, we should anyway. Yeah.
To be fair, the link may be lost on the audience is the motto of this radio show. So that's absolutely fine.
Look, Jeremy, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much.
And you, cheers.
Look, have a good gig in the shop, and I'm really annoyed I'm missing
it. Thank you, mate.
Frankly, it's going to happen in my hometown, and I'm here.
We'll go and see them on tour.
We will go and see them on tour. Ox Jam is the point of the exercise. It's the music festival. 37 different towns and cities. If you want to see bands... supporting local small venues. Oxjam.org.uk is the website to get tickets for all that kind of stuff. And everything there, of course. Album's out, Fever Dream. Said 6 weeks old. They're playing By the Sea in Margate tonight. That's both the name of the festival and literally. Right, in the next half an hour of the programme, work experience punditry. Today, film. Weekend, you're probably thinking, oh, I might go and see a film. Find out what film to see as we drag our work experience out of the office and put them in front of the microphone to tell us what films to see for the weekend. That's the point of that. And the big debate is at 3. And we'll bring you, speaking of live music, you don't get a smaller, more exclusive venue than downstairs in the Virgin Radio Session Studio. Mm-hmm. We've been out. We've dragged a busker in from the streets, as we do on a Friday, to serenade you into the weekend with live music. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. So I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Ryanair is being accused of failing to respond to a regulator's request to discuss how it's treating passengers affected by mass flight cancellations. The Civil Aviation Authority told the airline it has until 5 tonight to sort out compensation. Yesterday, the firm promised to comply with authorities after axing thousands of flights. Aviation Minister Lord Callanan has this message for Ryanair's Chief Executive Michael O'Leary.
The rights and obligations are very clear. They need to abide by them. You know, the government wants to see passenger rights respected, and he needs to fulfil his legal obligations, and I hope his lawyers are telling him the same.
The President of the European Commission says it'll take a miracle for Brexit talks to move on as scheduled. Europe's leaders could decide next month if the negotiations have progressed enough to start to discuss the UK's future trading relationship. A man has been given a suspended jail term for illegally importing endangered primate skulls from Africa. The 65-year-old from South London didn't have the right certificates or import permits to then sell them online. The Premier League is believed to be consulting its lawyers after UKIP picked its new logo. There are claims the purple line is remarkably similar to the emblem used by football's top flight. And England midfielder Dele Alli has been banned for one international match for making a one-fingered gesture in their win over Slovakia. FIFA's disciplinary committee wasn't convinced it was aimed at the referee, but says the punishment is because it was offensive and unsporting. The weather, rain clearing to the east, a mix of sunshine and showers later on, highs of 19 degrees. There's more news in around half an hour.
In half an hour? I mean, I was on time for the news. Did you notice that? You normally complain to me and say, you didn't like the news, but I was bang on there.
Well done for hitting your junction once.
We've done that loads today as well. Mm. It's about the only thing
that's
of
worked.
Today's show, yeah, that's actually been a success. Yeah.
I think that might be why it's working, because you haven't got all the other stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, we're just desperately waiting for the news to come so we can throw to it.
A cable stopped working, a bit of thing stopped working. So it's been a bit of.
I think we've turned it around now.
I think no.
Since 2, it sounded like a proper professional radio show.
Really?
Yeah, the first hour was a little bit amateurish, if I'm honest, due to equipment failures and so forth. But, you know, I think we got through it. I think it's fine.
I mean. Yeah.
Victoria.
Hello.
Is going to be back in an hour's time with today's bonus news, by the way. We do that because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Victoria makes the time up. We bring you everything else. Animal, vegetable, mineral, occasionally fungus, because we discovered that fungus wasn't animal, vegetable or mineral. Anyway, today's vegetable news. Have you started researching it yet?
Yes.
Oh.
I've got another giant vegetable.
Have you? Would you like to tease us with it?
No.
Okay. Vegetable news on the way in an hour. Next, films for the weekend with Work Experience Grace.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So also in the news today, of course, you may well be aware, we were talking about it in quite some detail earlier. It's on the front page of The Guardian, and The Guardian have done an investigation along with ITN into a chicken factory. This is a company who supply chickens to supermarkets. They're called Two Sisters. Two Sisters, One Chicken. I don't know the ins and outs of it. But anyway, they are based in Devon, but there's some undercover footage that alleges that they may have been altering dates.
Kill dates,
thank you, on the chicken in order to make them more commercially viable on the shelves, which means we're basically, as a consumer, being sold a lie. Now, this is a company that supplies Tesco, Sainsbury's, M&S, Aldi and Lidl, so the main supermarkets of the country. So it's a bit, you know, an investigation by the Food Standards Agency is now underway. But just joining us to talk about it on Talk Radio in the afternoon is someone very affected by that, or something, I should say. Good afternoon, a chicken. Yeah. Now, what can you tell us about this story? Because it is affecting your kind, isn't it? Yeah. But what of the fact that you have, what they are saying, is that your dates have been changed. What can you tell us about that? Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Let me stop you there, because I don't think people listening to this will necessarily agree with that. Because at the end of the day, if you're killed on a certain date, then surely the gap between you being slaughtered and appearing on a shelf, that's what the issue is, isn't it? Yeah. Yes. But what? But the point that I think people are worried. People are going to be worried about this. I mean, what do you say to them? Right. But if you...
It's rude.
It is rude, actually, that. You know, and I don't think that's any kind of answer, is it? Don't lose your temper, right? But essentially, right, the problem here is very simple. You have had your dates altered, okay? And you are potentially poisonous now, aren't you? What are you going to say about that? Right. Yep. Yep. No. Yep. Right. But the thing is, and I accept what you're saying, and I think we broadly understand, but, and I know it's not your fault, because you're not the one altering the date. You don't have a hand in order to alter a date. I mean, you've got just chicken feet, right? Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Right. But I'm not saying it's necessarily your fault. I'm not saying it's your fault in any way at all. Right. You're a monkey. You keep out of it. Talk radio in the afternoon. I think they're doing this on LBC.
As I said, we turned it around since too.
Yeah, right. Talk radio getting to the heart of the story there. It involves chickens. I don't suppose anyone else was interviewing a chicken. Now, films for the weekend. It's a little bit Friday, isn't it? That's what we like. We like to take you into the weekend with a light-hearted take on the news. And also with what films you should be going to see. Work experience punditry. We drag our work experiences into the studio. We don't leave them in the office. And we get them to review stuff for you. And we do TV, we do music. Yesterday, gadgets. Friday is film. Grace is here. Hello, Grace.
Hello.
Under pressure.
Yeah.
Good. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Nice,
how are you?
Very well. Nice to see you again. So what are we going to start with, film-wise, for the weekend? What have you got for us first?
So we're going to start with cinema.
Yep.
And the film is Mother.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this has had, shall we say...
I've heard words about this set.
Mixed reviews. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is odd.
Yeah. So tell us, for those that don't know, tell us about Mother.
Okay, so Mother is the controversial film that's out at the moment by Darren Aronofsky, yeah. Who also directed Black Swan.
Yes.
So it's about a woman who lives in this house with her husband, and it's Jennifer Lawrence playing the woman, and Javier Bardem plays the husband. And then more and more people keep coming to their house, and the first half of it is just kind of, I don't know, it's just... People come and you're like, why are they there? And then the second half of it, more like just loads and loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of people turn up, and just strange things keep happening, and it's so odd. It's so weird.
I mean, even you explaining it like that makes it sound odd, but that's all you can do, because it's sort of unexplainable, isn't it? It's like it shifts between genres all the time as well. It's not a horror film exactly,
yeah,
but then parts of it are about a horror film.
Yeah.
And it's not a sort of a relationship film, except it is.
Yeah.
And all of these elements start creeping in.
Yeah.
It's such an odd thing.
Yeah, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet. I've read about it. I've seen the trailer. That confused me.
Yeah.
But the trailer makes it look like a horror film. That's
I thought the trailer made it look quite interesting, like a bit of an artsy sort of film. But when you watch it, I mean, I just left the cinema. Like, I can't even. It was so weird. And then I went to the toilet, and then
thanks for that.
After the film, and then there was someone stood behind the toilet door, and then I was just I was just so freaked out, and then started shouting at this.
I love a film that hadn't it make someone shout in a toilet. That's what a review that is. Well, before we go any further, let's have a clip. We've got a clip. I think we have.
Okay.
So this is a bit of the new Darren Aronofsky film, Mother.
Why don't you want kids?
Excuse me?
I saw how you reacted earlier. I know what it's like when you're just starting out and you think you have all the time in the world. And, you know, you're not going to be so young forever. Have kids. Then you'll be creating something together. This is all just setting. Do want them.
I mean, it's weird even from that, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was the normal half of the film.
Yeah.
That was like the most, normal point. Yeah, it's very odd. It's worth watching, kind of.
I mean, it's kind of divided people, hasn't it? It's like some people think it's amazing.
Yeah.
And speak about it in sort of hushed, reverent, it's a bit Roman Polanski, it's a bit this, it's a bit. But others have literally walked out of the cinema.
Yeah.
I mean, did you get to a point where you would walk out? I mean, or was it kind of, you kind of go, no, it's fine? I mean, was it an not enjoyable, but was it?
There was one point in the film that I was close to. I wasn't close to walking out, but it made me feel very strange.
Yeah.
And I just spent the whole film trying to, like, because of all the reviews, I was trying to, like, analyse it, and I was like, why has it got such weird reviews? And then you're like, oh, yeah, no, I know why. But, yeah, I just spent the whole film trying to be like, well, is it a metaphor? Is it about religion? Is it about women's rights? Like, I just don't get it.
And you're still none the wiser now?
No, I've just been having weird dreams, like, since I've seen it, and it's just, yeah.
See, I love that films have that effect, though. that, for me, is what films should do, You're not going to, you're not going to get that from a rom-com, are you? It's like, it's made you think, and it stayed with you, and that's kind of the point, isn't it? I really want to see it.
You should see it, just for the sake of watching it and, questioning everything
about your own existence.
Yeah. Right, basically.
Well, look, stay with us because we're going to be talking other stuff. I know films on TV and streaming and so over the weekend. But that's Mother. Grace is with us. She's our work experience. She's reviewing films. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever
literally. Tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Time to unleash your inner captain of industry and become a legend amongst your co-workers. Just imagine it. You'll be offered so many cups of tea, they might even give you a funny nickname. But how to up your game? Well, you could start with Premier Inn Business. Our tools make it easy to manage your bookings across our 750 hotels, saving your company time and money. And once that's sorted, you'll be well on your way to having all your jokes laughed at. Even the rubbish ones. Stop searching and start saving with Premier Inn Business.
Winston Wolf. We all have those days where bed stuff comes in threes. You get woken early to find a body on your bed, some schmuck stains your best suit red, and you get a burst pipe. It's the nail in the coffin, right? Well, Direct Line will get you an emergency plumber within 3 hours. See, good things also come in threes.
Emergency plumber within 3 hours for an uncontrollable water leak with Direct Line Home Plus Insurance. Based on 86% of responses March to June 2017, excludes Highlands and Islands. Extreme weather conditions may extend response time. Terms and cover limits apply.
The Renault scrappage scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit renault.co.uk/scrappage.
Modern life is hectic. Queue in for the bathroom. Packing the kids' lunch boxes. Doing the school run, walking the dog, sprinting a...
Chloe? Chloe?
Yeah?
Is there any radio? What just happened then?
It broke.
It broke. The radio broke then.
Oh, we were doing so well.
I mean, in the
middle. We went almost 45 minutes.
Without... Do you think they'd actually just switched us off?
I think that might be what happened. I mean, now just talking to us. Seriously, that was just in the middle of adverts and stuff and travel and everything.
Yeah.
And it just stopped dead.
It has stopped dead.
Do you need to put a ticket into engineering?
I think I've got to put a letter in the post.
Yeah.
Do you want me to run downstairs?
Yes, please.
Yeah, the whole. But what that means now is we've got no audio, we've got nothing. We've just got us talking because there's nowhere to go because the computer in the main output computer of the entire radio station just stopped.
Good job, the iPad's really consistent, isn't it?
I can fix this because I brought my own equipment in, Dave.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Oh, hello. It did break earlier, though, didn't it?
It did break earlier, yeah, man. I got it back up and running.
Famously.
It's a national radio station. It's a shambles, isn't it? We are with Grace. Grace has brought us films for the weekend. We already talked about Mother, and we were just talking about it during the half-broken adverts there, that you've just made me want to see even more, Grace, because we're just chatting about it there, and the more I read, the more I hear about it, and I don't know whether I'm built it up too much now. Do I need to go in, if I'm going to watch Mother, do I need to go in with what expectation? Bear in mind everything I know about it.
I'd go in with, if you want to enjoy it, I'd go in with an expectation that it's going to be the worst film you're ever going to see.
Right.
And then you might find some enjoyment from it, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. What we're going to talk about next?
So next, we've got television film.
Yep.
And so this is The Fifth Element. Yeah, which is such a good film. Like, so it's by Luc Besson, who's actually makes some amazing films in general, starring Bruce Willis. And so this is set in the future, and this is really obviously set in the future, where they've got hover cars and really, really, really tall buildings. And
we've got those now. I mean, we've literally got those now.
But these are like three times the height of the.
Then that's very futuristic. Carry on.
So his taxi driver is driving around in a taxi, and a lady just randomly falls into the top of his cab. And he really likes this. He just kind of takes a shine to this lady. And these priests are kind of trying to get this lady from him, but he's constantly trying to protect himself. So he gets caught up in this story where he ends up trying to save the world from bad people.
Yeah.
It's just a really good film in general. It's just a really, really got really good cinematography, good soundtrack, I think, if I remember that. And it's kind of just got interesting characters. So Chris Tucker plays a kind of radio star who's obsessed. People are obsessed with him like a rock star.
So it's very much the same for me.
Yeah, I thought that. I did think of you when I was doing the review. Yeah. you know, like the typical British villains that Gary Oldman plays, and he's always excellent at playing these sort of characters. Yeah, it's just a really good film, really easy to film.
It's quite. I remember when it came out, and it was because it starts off the pyramids or something. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but I don't think it's the pyramids nowadays. I think it's
future pyramids.
Future, yeah, really, really big pyramids.
Taller pyramids. I remember when it came out, and I think the Chris Tucker character I found a little bit annoying.
Mm.
I think it was my first exposure to Chris Tucker as an actor, and I just it seemed like it was, you know, when in films they just sort of have a comic element for Fifth Element, but for no reason. It was very much the Jar Jar Binks, if you will.
Yeah, he was actually
of that film.
Mm.
So I just found Chris Tucker a little bit annoying in that. But Gary Oldman's very good in it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And Bruce Willis, does he have hair in this one?
Or maybe it's really short.
I think it's really short hair, isn't it? Before it all fell out. We've got the computer's back up and running, you'll be pleased to know.
Hooray.
So I think we've got a clip of The Fifth Element.
Give me the cash.
Been here long?
Yeah, long enough. Come on, give me the cash.
Is that a Z140? Alleviated titanium. No charge assault model.
Yeah, yeah.
Good thing for me it's not loaded.
What do you mean it's not loaded?
Well, you have to push the little yellow button to load it. Take your time.
Oh, God.
You want me to... Okay. There you go.
Give me the gas!
That's a very dangerous gun.
You know,
maybe you better let me hang on to this one for you, huh? You don't mind, do you?
No.
You sure?
No. Take it. I don't need it.
That's a very nice hat.
You like it?
It's hard to figure out what's going on from that, isn't it? If I'm honest.
Yeah.
And I've seen it, and I was still thinking, I don't remember that.
I think I remember what happens in that scene. I think it's someone comes to his door and they're trying to threaten him with a gun, and they're trying to be like, give me all your cash.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, but you're using the gun wrong. And Bruce Willis is...
Yeah. Bruce Willis is kind of... It's one of those... There's two types of Bruce Willis film.
Yeah.
Right, one where you just go... But... In this one, he's kind of like the cool Bruce Willis. Mm. The Bruce Willis we sort of like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In this. I'm trying to think of an example of one where he's not cool. It was one where he was a detective in a boat. I can't remember what it was called. It wasn't very good. It wasn't called Look Who's Talking, Chloe. Say in my ear. It was a detective in a boat, not...
Look Who's that's a film in when he's not like a fun action guy.
Look Who's Talking was a good film, though, wasn't it? The one where he's the voice
baby.
Of a baby, yeah.
I was thinking of John Travolta in that film because he's the man.
All right, thanks, Chloe. Good, Chloe. There, just rebooting a computer while discussing films. I like she's multitasking there in many ways. Yeah, all right. So Bruce Willis, it's on when?
Saturday at 6:35 on. Can I mention the channel?
Of course you can mention the channel.
Channel 5.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be able to mention the channel? That's the point of the thing. 6:35 is quite early, isn't it, though?
Maybe they've taken out the scary bits or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's anyway. Channel 5. So.
All right, so next film.
So this is a new-to-Netflix film, but I think the film's maybe about a year old. This is called The Bad Batch. This is a bit of a weird film again. So this is by Anna Lily Amirpour, I hope I'm saying it right. And it's starring Suki Waterhouse, Keanu Reeves and Jim Carrey.
Right. I've not heard of it. I don't think I know
that. Yeah, I hadn't really heard of it. And then I saw the advert. And again, it's an advert that made it look really good. And then when you watch the film, it's a bit disappointing. But anyway, so it's about this woman. It's, again, post-apocalyptic, but you would not guess that from watching it. She leaves this kind of prison area and is kind of left in the desert. She gets captured by a gang of people who amputate her arm and leg, and then she manages to escape, and then she tries to seek revenge, but then she ends up taking their daughter, and then they try to find the daughter, and all this sort of stuff, and I don't know, really. And then she ends up just living with a bunch of outcasts, but it was just, I just found it a bit dull.
honestly, this has passed me by. Was this a cinematic release? I mean, was this... Because that's quite big names.
Yeah, exactly. I'd never heard of it, to be honest, until I saw it was on Netflix. And then, I don't know. It's got good like cinematography again, good setting, good scene, good all that lighting and stuff like that. But the storyline was just a bit flat, and it was meant to be a bit of a dark romance comedy, but it was just too unbelievable and too. And her acting is really bad.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, she used to be a model, or she is a model, so. Yeah. Yeah, and then Keanu Reeves just plays a bit of an odd character, and Jim Carrey, I wouldn't even recognise, I didn't even know who that was in it.
Wow.
I'm sort of
intrigued now.
Yeah.
I'm sort of kind of going, oh, all right, it's fine. I think Netflix is weird, isn't it? Because you, and we've talked about this before, but it'd be interesting to get your take on it, because you know when you sort of want it, you go, right, I want to watch a film. Mm. I mean, you know, which is the point of what we're talking about for the weekend. I want to watch a film. And then you go, oh, I've got Netflix, I'll scroll through. You can spend half an hour just going through Netflix because, and there's so much obviously on there, but you've got to, it's sort of like, I'm not in the mood for that. Am I in the mood for that? And then suddenly you realise you've used half an hour of the time you had to watch an hour and a half film, and that time has gone.
Good thumb exercise.
But it is, and you just go, whereas I'd much rather the old days when you just sort of sat down and flicked through the telly a bit and the film was on, and you just sort of go, oh, Die Hard's on again, I'll watch that. You know, and it's just hard. You come in halfway through, you know, all that kind of stuff. But Netflix has kind of taken that away a bit because I just can't, you know, work out what genre I'm in the mood for.
Yeah.
It's too much choice, Grace.
Too much. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Is what I'm saying. It's shockingly
disgusting.
Shockingly disgusting. All right. Thank you, by the way, for coming in. Work experience there, Grace, doing us the honour of going through. We've dragged her away from the photocopier and the kettle.
Yeah.
We've lied to her. We've said that this is a leg up into the industry. It isn't, Grace.
It's not happening.
No, it's just because you're free. Before we take ads, there's the small matter of the news of today. The news is quite complicated. There's a lot going on. Chickens, mainly in the news today. Chickens that have had their dates changed. That's a thing. Earlier on we spoke to a chicken to ask the chicken what the chicken thought about it. The chicken said, and the chicken had a point of view to make.
That's rude, I think.
Yeah, it was rude. A bit
mind your language.
A bit abrupt. Radio. I mean, he should probably have dumped that. But anyway, so that's going on. UKIP have got a new logo. It's not a dead chicken. It's a lion, which is weird because they're from Africa, and UKIP. You know. So the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Don't you worry yourself, Cornelius. Don't you worry at all. We are here to help explain news and current affairs, and we do it on this programme by utilising Japanese poetry. 575, that's the number of syllables. It's the news in haikus.
May committed to defence in Europe, unlike England last summer.
The news in haikus. Now, in the next hour of the programme, it's a Friday. That means we bring you live music in the studio. We have hijacked, in many ways, Virgin Radio, that's our sister station downstairs. We've hijacked their session studio. We're putting a busker in there to perform live for you. It's what we do on a Friday with our busker sessions, dragging people off the streets, literally, to perform for you. We also have Cornelius Conn, hello.
Hello.
Who will be in a lift later, taking all the haters' texts and tweets as the lift travels downwards through the building, reading them out in a feature we call Condescending, plus the big debates on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy, you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Stoptober is back, and this year it's bigger than ever. Over a million people have used the Stoptober 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge to help them quit. And Stoptober's got loads to help you stop for good. Like the free app, the online community, and face-to-face support. Plus, you can use patches, gum, even e-cigarettes to help you kick the habit. Keep it up for 28 days and you're 5 times more likely to quit. So come on, join in, because Stoptober is bigger than ever. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to quit smoking for good.
Direct Line guaranteed to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's
every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Hit the bullseye this October by becoming a sober hero and take a month-long break from the booze to raise money for Macmillan Cancer Support. No darting to the bar. No doubles. Just wake up happily hangover-free. Gain maximum respect and know that you'll be helping to change the lives of people with cancer. It's all in a month's work for a sober hero. So go sober for October and sign up today at gosober.org.uk. Game on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming at Ryanair given deadline, Brexit miracles needed, and UKIP's new leader and logo.
Talk Radio.
Ryanair says it's preparing a response to the aviation regulator about how it's treating thousands of passengers affected by mass flight cancellations. The carrier insists the Civil Aviation Authority will receive that information before the 5 p.m. deadline. Ryanair will have to specifically outline how it plans to sort out compensation for the affected customers. But travel journalist Frank Breheny has told Talk Radio it won't stop people using the airline.
I was talking to consumers literally in the last 24 hours. I was asking them, they're regular Ryanair users, is this going to put you off? And the blunt answer was no. Why? Because they enjoy the price and the flexibility.
A judge has ruled a man should be extradited to Italy to face trial over the alleged kidnapping of a British model. 20-year-old Chloe Ayling claims she was snatched after being lured to a fake modelling shoot in Milan. 36-year-old Michael Herber's lawyers say they will appeal the sentence. A top EU official says it'll take miracles for Brexit talks to move on to their next phase on time.
By the end of October, we will not have sufficient progress.
How are you feeling today on it? We've had a big week of talks.
At the end of this week, I'm saying that there will be no sufficient progress from now until October unless miracles would happen.
That's European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, who was asked for his views at a meeting in Estonia. Brexit negotiations are supposed to move on from divorce issues to future trading arrangements before the end of next month. A dozen Conservative MPs have asked the government to pause the rollout of universal credit. Claimants who are being transferred from the old system are waiting up to 6 weeks to receive money. Nigel Farage has warned UKIP will be finished if it becomes anti-Islam. The party is due to announce its new leader later, with 18 of its 20 MEPs threatening to quit if candidate Anne-Marie Waters is elected. She once described Islam as evil. Meanwhile, it's believed the Premier League is consulting its lawyers after accusations UKIP's new logo is a rip-off of theirs. The party insists it has checked its new purple lion doesn't infringe copyright.
Thank you very much, Victoria. I mean, that was almost fine.
I mean, I know. I've messed up a few.
I'll tell you what,
there.
It's don't you worry, because it's in keeping with the entirety of today's show.
That's what's happened.
I mean, it's been a technical shambles. So at the beginning of the show, as you know, the equipment in here failed.
Mm-hmm.
Then a cable failed.
Yep.
Then the computer that runs all of the adverts and stuff out there collapsed during an advert break.
Mm-hmm.
So that failed. It's just been shambolic, I'm honest. So that was fine. That was still the most professional thing that's happened today.
Actually, that's why I did it, to try and fit in with the show.
It worked.
Yeah.
It worked very
well.
Glad
it did.
So thank you very much indeed for that. Victoria's here in half an hour with today's bonus news. Now, regular listeners know we like to keep you abreast, don't we, of things that are happening that don't make it into the actual news bulletin. Animal news, for instance, vegetable and mineral.
Mm-hmm.
Today's vegetable news.
That's right, John.
And I understand you've been researching it.
Yes.
Would you like to tease us with a vegetable?
I'm not a specific vegetable. I don't want to give the game away, but I've got a giant one for you.
Can't wait. That's in about 25 minutes' time. Also, live music on the programme, of course, as we welcome a busker into the studio. Victoria's going to have the weather right now.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So a mix of sunshine and showers, highs of 19 degrees.
Always end on a high. And now here's Pete Abbott. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where
trade go. I'm Pete Abbott. England midfielder Dele Alli's been banned for one international match for making a one-fingered gesture in their win over Slovakia. Alli will be ineligible for the World Cup qualifier against Slovenia at Wembley next Thursday. He will, though, be available for selection against Lithuania 3 days later. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says fullback Benjamin Mendy will be out for around 7 months. The world's most expensive defender injured his knee against Crystal Palace on Saturday. Scans have shown the France international ruptured his anterior cruciate ligament. Fulham attempt to keep their push for promotion from the Skybet Championship on track tonight. They would move to within a point of the playoff places by winning at West London rivals QPR. There's live commentary on tonight's game on our sister station Talk Sport. The heavyweight rematch between Tony Bellew and David Hay has been confirmed. They'll face each other at London's O2 Arena on Sunday the 17th of December. And Britain's Lewis Hamilton was sixth in second practice ahead of the Malaysian Grand Prix. Hamilton's title rival Sebastian Vettel was quickest in the second session ahead of his Ferrari teammate Kimi Raikkonen. That's the sport powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Pat Abbott, there with the pre-recorded sport. You are listening to Talk Radio. It's the afternoons. The big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Let's do this thing. So, as you've been hearing in the news, UKIP are choosing a new logo and also a new leader. One of the front runners is a lion for the logo. I mean, not the leader. I mean, that would be stupid, wouldn't it? Or not, maybe, I don't know. I mean, to be fair, the front runner for new leader of UKIP is the anti-Islam candidate Anne-Marie Waters, so... She said that Islam is an evil killing machine. I mean, it isn't. That's just some of their lorries and cars. And they're not even theirs. They mostly rent them, don't they? They're hired. And that's not even Islam. Anyway, that's just a radical, deluded nutters. Anyway, she is... And I quote, the bookie's favourite to be the new leader of UKIP. So it's a good job, I suppose, bookies aren't necessarily voting. It's mostly down to UKIP membership to choose. Although I'm not 100% sure of the bookie UKIP member Venn diagram, to be honest with you. Anyway, on the line now, Talk Radio's had a call. There's a caller on the line. It's Percy. Good afternoon, Percy.
Yeah, good afternoon,
good
John.
Afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. Where are you joining us from, Percy?
A car.
Good. Right, so now you have, I understand, called Talk Radio because we were talking about the notion of UKIP pulling ahead in their,
yeah.
You know, with their new logo. They want to be, sort of be pull ahead back into British politics. You've got a problem with that. You've got a problem with the notion of pulling, I understand.
It makes me sick.
Right.
Right now I'm pulling over and you just can't do it when you're on the phone, John.
Right.
I've hit three cats already. I mean, right. I probably shouldn't have rung into a debate while I was in a safari park, but, you know, that's the problem with pulling.
Yeah. I would say this in all seriousness, do pull over if you are using
a
telephone.
Don't, because it's pulling's wrong.
Yeah, well...
Keep driving.
No, don't. Not if you're using the phone. Let's be very clear about that. But look, you are anti-pulling. Now, is this the sense, in all senses of the word? So you
in all senses of the word.
Would you like to see it replaced by pushing, for example?
Yes, I would. Because I prefer pushing, John. I mean, if you, for example, if you pull someone down the stairs or off a cliff,
yeah,
you're likely to injure yourself.
That's
so
true.
So it's a health and safety nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but that would indicate that pushing is...
Yeah, no, pushing is good. If you push someone off a cliff, you're okay.
I see, because you're on the...
If you pull them down, you're going down with them.
I understand.
And you're going to get injured.
Right,
okay,
I understand.
That's another tip.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep driving when you're on the phone.
No, don't do that.
People, don't pull them.
Don't do that. Alex is on the other line. Let me bring in Alex. Stay there, Percy. Alex, good afternoon.
Okay.
Hello, John. Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah, fine, thank you very much indeed. You're not driving, are you, or anything?
Yeah. I'm okay as well.
Not you, Percy.
You're good as well, Percy. Okay. I'd just like to say, I'm just a big fan of the show. Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Yeah.
Great to be here.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Good. So, look, you've been listening to your Percy there. Now he doesn't want pulling anymore. He thinks that it's been around long enough. Things get pulled all the time. Why can't we just push them instead? What do you say to that, Alex?
Well, no, I disagree completely. I mean, I love pulling, and of course, I do it all the time. I just go to someone I like and I say, hey, I know John Holmes, and they, and then I apologise, give them 20 quid, and away.
Who?
Right.
John Holmes.
Oh.
But the reason I pull is because I don't limber up before I run off. I pull muscle and that,
Yeah.
But I love pulling.
But
love
you can't. That's the point, isn't it? You can't push a muscle.
Well, you can prod it.
Yeah.
You can prod a muscle. Poke it and that.
Yeah. Well, okay, all right.
Yeah,
well,
you can tweak it. I mean, are you a tweaker?
Yeah.
Okay, well, interesting you mentioned tweaking, right? Tweaked pork.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Right, because pork, right, pulled pork. You don't get pushed pork, do you? Or tweaked pork. You have pulled pork, and it's delicious. So if you get rid of pulled pork, what are you going to... What pork is it?
It's rank. That's one of my other problems. It's ubiquitous pulling. But even this pulled pork, they're pulling pork everywhere now.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Con. You know Con?
Yeah.
Off of Opposite You.
The disappointed sidekick Cornelius, who works on the programme, yes.
Yeah. I saw him pulling Nick Ferrari, and that's just rank.
Yeah.
You know, that's pulled pork.
Yeah. Well, should you drag pork? I mean, is it acceptable to drag pork?
Yeah. As long as it's alive.
Yeah.
No. Don't drag pork. Don't drag pork. It's animal cruelty of the highest order.
Yeah.
You can pull it because they enjoy that.
Right. What about... Let's talk about tugging. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew that would happen. Go on.
Because...
It's annoying himself off.
But you've heard of a tug of war, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, would you have a pull of peace? Would that be acceptable?
I'm all over that.
Yeah.
I'm all over that.
Yeah.
Because
a tug of war, a tug of war, by its very nature, is warlike, isn't it? Right? And that's pulling, because people are pulling. If you had a push of peace, or a pull of... I mean, what's the most acceptable way of holding a rope with other people on the end? In a conflict?
It's obviously... Pulling. I mean, there's no way around that, is it? Yeah, spot on, John.
Thank you very much.
That's what I'm going to call you from now on.
Yeah. Well, all right. So, okay, cracker. Let me talk. Right, Christmas. Right, Christmas. Right.
Yeah.
If you get rid of pulling, Percy. Right, you've ruined Christmas. Because you can't. Yes. Yeah, because are you going to push a cracker?
I would never push a cracker.
No.
No.
You can't. Really? That's what I'm saying. Ryanair ruined Christmas by cancelling flights, haven't they? We know that. Now you're talking about ruining Christmas with crackers because you can't push a cracker. You can only pull a cracker. So if you get rid of pulling, what are you going to do with crackers? We lost Percy?
I'm still here. I thought you were asking him. I mean,
no, I'm asking you. You're the one.
So sick. I'm so sick. I've been pushed into silence.
Yeah.
He sounds like one of these guys who likes pulling out. And we know the Pope's against that. It's just disgusting.
Right. All right. Well, look, are the government doing enough?
Yes.
No.
Right. Well, that would make... That would make... When you pull someone's leg, right?
Yeah.
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 We've heard of, you know, you're pulling my leg, you say. Now, what are you going to do to a leg if you have eliminated pulling, Percy? Are you...
Amputating.
Right. So you're saying, oh, okay, fine. So you're saying that we get rid of the need to pull a leg if we get rid of the leg. So this is tough on...
Yeah.
So to actually tough remove it at
pulling,
the root cause.
Tough on the causes of pulling, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, is he
Alex, come back in.
Is he seriously suggesting that if we're going to play a prank on someone or tell them a lie, we could amputate them first?
Yeah,
is
I think...
what he's saying?
I think that's what you're saying, isn't it?
Well, they'll see the punchline coming a mile off.
It's the most sense I think we've made today.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. My dad was happily married, had a wife and lovely child.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Also, there was my sister.
Yeah.
And he went off and he became a turd farmer in Lagos.
Right.
And he left us in misery, which has since been renamed Milton Keynes.
Right.
But I mean, it was the pull of adventure.
Ah.
You know, to be a turd farmer that pulled him away.
Well, now you see. Ah. Well, that makes sense. Now it becomes clear, of course, because if you have you're anti-pulling, you're part of this anti-pulling lobby, and you've got personal interest in that, haven't you? That's what you're telling us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is selfish.
Yeah. I'm the opposite, because as a child, you know, I was pulled everywhere, and you know, and it's made me who I am today.
Yeah.
You know, a puller.
In the there's an animal, isn't there? The Push Me, Pull You.
Oh, yeah.
From Dr. Dolittle.
That one, yeah.
Yeah. Should that just be a Push Me, Push Me?
That sounds like Duncan Norville, doesn't it?
Sorry, go on.
It should be a Pull Me, Pull You.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. Right. They should be made extinct.
Right. And finally, final point actually I wanted to make is if you do get rid of pulling, which is what you're talking about, you're looking at Push Fiction, the film, aren't you?
Mm. Yeah, that'd be way better. I mean, that was tripe anyway. We know that was overrated filth.
Right.
Based on pulling, it's just disgusting.
Right. Okay. Look, I'm going to bring this to a close because you know this debate could run and run. But the idea that we still have, I mean, no, you're literally right. It couldn't. But if it, but the notion of pulling is always controversial. Thank you for calling in on the subject. Percy, could you sum up the debate for me in one word? Right, so that was the big debate. Now, what do you think? We live in post-Brexit Britain. It is 2017. We've got shoelaces now and war. Why do we need the notion of pulling? Get in touch with the programme, 87222. Start your message with the word talk, or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. Now, on the way, live music, taking you into the weekend as we drag a busker in from the streets and take them to our session studio downstairs. It's actually Virgin Radio's and we've stolen it. That's on the way. Live music, live busker, taken from the streets. Also, a man will be in a lift. He's called Con. He's reading out all of the texts and tweets we get from the haters over the past 5 days in a feature as the lift goes downwards through the building that we call Condescending. I'm John Holmes and this is Talk Radio on a Friday.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin, get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Thompson is changing to TUI, the new name in holidays. We'll offer the same personal service and hand-picked hotels, plus so much more. We cross the T's, dot the I's, and put you in the middle. TUI. Discover your smile. At all protected.
Winston Wolfe, Direct Line. You're Harry the Plumber.
Yeah?
A successful small businessman like yourself needs protection. Meet Lars and Vlad. They're big.
Hello!
Big shot lawyers, that is. See, they create and check legal documents that you can download. So you're covered. And this legal document service comes with your Direct Line insurance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Direct Line's public liability insurance includes a legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line public liability insurance. New and existing customers underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get 6mm English oak laminate flooring for only £3.80 per square metre ex-vat. Sold as a 2.5 square metre pack. But hurry, this offer ends 1st of October. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Hi, I'm Steve Backley.
And I'm Roger Black.
As Olympians, we know that if you work hard and believe in yourself, you can achieve your goals.
That's why we've created Performing Property, to help people like you learn how and why to invest in the property market.
We have a series of free training workshops coming to London soon.
To find out more, visit talk.discoverpip.com.
Register now and get started on your path to being a successful property investor.
Come and join our team.
Visit talk.discoverpip.com.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Lancashire, we have slow traffic on one lane closed due to an accident on the M6 at southbound between junction 31A and junction 31 around Longridge. In Derbyshire, we have queuing traffic, one lane closed, severe delays due to a broken down vehicle. It's on the M1 northbound at junction 25 for Nottingham. Congestion there is back to junction 22. Travel time is around an hour. And in Staffordshire, one lane closed and heavy traffic due to an accident on the M6 that's northbound between junction 12 and junction 13 for Stafford South. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Clive, Winston Wolfe, whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchased as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So this Sunday evening, Talk Radio, that's us by the way, hello, are hosting, are hosting a Future of the Conservative Party debate. Did you know that? Did you know this?
Only because I handed you that piece of paper a minute ago. But I don't know any more because I only read the first line.
They are hosting a Future of the Conservative Party debate live
from
Manchester.
Manchester.
I mean, it's like the Radio 1 Roadshow back in the day.
Yeah.
Do you remember with Smiley Miley?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like, and I feel like I've done it a disservice. Because I think I should have said that in a more Radio 1.
To in a like smashy and nicey.
Well, it's, you know, remember the Radio 1 Roadshow? It used to go. Yeah. It's 50 years, of course, of Radio 1,
Radio 1
this
yeah.
weekend.
Stop promoting other radio stations, mate.
Well, you know. This
And Radio 2.
And Radio 2. And 3.
Mm.
And 4.
Not 5.
No. This Sunday, live from the beach in Cleethorpes, Andy Peebles. It's not. It's Julia Hartley-Bruin. She's at the Tory Party conference in Manchester. She's going to have a panel with her. It's going to be live on Talk Radio from 8 o'clock. Michael Gove's going to be on there.
Govey.
David Cameron's party chairman, Grant Shapps.
Shapsy.
Yeah. And Theresa May's former press secretary, Katy Perrier.
Perrier.
Not Katy Perry.
Katy Perrier.
Yeah. In front of a live studio audience. It's going to be live on Talk Radio from 8 o'clock on Sunday from the Conservative Party conference in Manchester, which, of course, starts on Sunday and goes through to Wednesday. There now.
Manchester's doesn't start on Sunday. Manchester's very much already there.
Shut up. So there is...
I was born there.
Stop talking. There's a man... Stop it now. There's a man in a lift waiting for us. I was simply filling time there. A man in a lift. And do you know what the man in the lift is doing? I shall tell you what he's doing. He's clutching the missives that we get from, I'm going to say the haters. And do you know why? Because the haters are going to hate. That's right. Every Friday, we take all of the abuse we get on Twitter, on Facebook, on Insta, Snap, Grindr, wherever people send us abuse. We don't delete it, we don't block it, we don't ignore it. We take it and we run with it. And we run it into the hands of Cornelius. He takes it to the lift on a Friday and reads out the abuse as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Condescending. And with a bit of luck and a bit of technology, none of it's worked really much today, but let's hope this is. Cornelius, can you hear me? Cornelius, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, John. I am in the lift. At least this is working today.
Yeah.
This is what I've changed the radio to.
What is that?
Yes, Punjab Radio.
Okay.
Let's begin. Hey, John.
Hi.
How do you work with such a bunch of namby-pamby, wishy-washy, snowflake, cheeky kids? Said Rich the Roofer. Sounds like a magic trick, that. Namby-pamby, wishy-washy, snowflake, cheeky kids. I can't wait until this show inevitably gets replaced, said a texter today. Thanks to John Holmes on Talk Radio, I find between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. a great time for silence and reflection. John Holmes is the worst presenter I've heard. He hasn't even mentioned Brexit once on the whole show, said someone who clearly likes Brexit.
Brexit.
Ryanair are better at planes than John Holmes is at radio presenting, said Gary in Solihull. This is Lily Liberal Codswallop, said someone who thinks it's Lily Liberal Codswallop. I don't hate talk radio, but the news in haikus needs to go. Stupid idea, bloody annoying. I can't remember who said that, sorry.
Laurie.
The start to today's show shows why this show should not be on air. So, Atcon Men and Dave Cribb return for the show to fall apart. Fire them both and keep Marta and Chloe, said someone else. I didn't catch their name either. Back to you, John.
Thank you very much indeed there. The haters are going to hate, the haters going to hate. There we go. So it's very simple. If you hate me, the show, or anybody who works on or around it, then, of course, we'd like to hear from you. Get in touch. Bring us the hate. Celebrate the hate. Celebrate. Send it hither and thither. Because we won't ignore it. We won't block you. We'll just take it and we'll give it a con. And he'll take it to the lift for next week's Condescending. 87222 is our number.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's if you are texting us. If you'd like to get in touch with us on social media to hate us in that way, you can use Twitter. At Talk Radio is the simple Twitter handle.
Start your message with any word that you like.
And then include some hate. Now, in the next bit of the programme, we're going to be bringing you some live music. That is what we do on a Friday. We go out to the streets, we find a busker, we bring them in to the studio, and we get them to perform for you. Music to serenade you into the weekend. That's coming up in the next half an hour. Before that, though, it is Some Request Friday. That is where we take your requests and dedications. Now, you know, on Radio 2, we've already mentioned Radio 2 just now, it's 50 years of Radio 2, and for 50 years, Simon Mayo's been there, taking your requests for music. They call it All Request Friday. Now, we can't do that because we're a talk radio station and we don't have the right licence, but what we can do is bring you speeches and talks, and that, in the form of requests and dedications, is something we like to do on a Friday. And it's up to you. If you, honestly, if you've got a speech or a talk that you think, oh, you know what, that would get me in the mood for the weekend, that is a speech banger, it's a talking anthem, then by all means get in touch with us. You could do it for yourself, it could be for anyone else. This has come in. Hi everybody there. What's going on, what's new on the show? Is Chloe married yet? Yes, she is. She got married. Hi Chloe.
Woo!
She got married.
Congratulations, Chloe.
Congratulations, Chloe.
Thanks.
What did you do with the Spanish one today? She's working on drive time. Did Ian find his sandwich? No idea. Can you please play The Fascinating Physics of Everyday Life? It's a TED Talk by Helen Zersky. I'm terribly upset today, and I'd need cheering up because I've got the wrong amount of sweet corn in my salad. Mm. Okay. Anyway, that's coming from Nick in Knowles. Well, Nick, yes, for you, of course, we can. It's Some Request Friday. You get to hear speeches and talks as per request. That's what we do. And here it is for you, Nick.
Speech.
The fascinating physics of everyday life.
As you heard, I'm a physicist, and I think that the way we talk about physics needs a little bit of modification. I am from just down the road here. I don't live here anymore. But coming from round here means that I have a northern nana, my mum's mum. And Nana is very bright. She hasn't had much formal education, but she's sharp. And when I was a second-year undergraduate studying physics at Cambridge, I remember spending an afternoon at Nana's house in Urmston studying quantum mechanics, and I had these folders open in front of me with this, you know, hieroglyphics, let's be honest. And Nana came along, and she looked at this folder, and she said, "What's that?" And I said, "It's quantum mechanics, Nana." And I tried to explain something about this, these, what was on the page. It was to do with the nucleus and Einstein A and B coefficients. And Nana looked very impressed. And then she said, "Oh, and what can you do when you know that?"
What can you do when you know that? That is The Fascinating Physics of Everyday Life by Helen Zersky. Playing that for Nick in Knowles today, who has requested it as part of Some Request Friday here on Talk Radio. If you've got a request for a speech or a talk that you'd like to hear, we can't play music, our license doesn't allow it, then you can. 87222, start your message with the word talk. Talk Radio on Twitter, get in touch. Start your message there with any word you like. Live music coming up in the next half an hour, along with Victoria's bonus news. Ahead of that, though, the actual news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
Ryanair has until 5 p.m. to sort out compensation for hundreds of thousands of customers. The budget airlines had to cancel thousands of flights after an error over pilot holidays. The Civil Aviation Authority says it now needs to book passengers onto other carriers, even if that costs more than what they were originally paid. Aviation Minister Lord Callanan has little sympathy for the company.
It's an EU regulation. There has been considerable debate about whether it's fair or not, but, you know, it's a level playing field. The same rules apply to every other airline, and as long as those rules exist as they are, they have to be enforced.
It's been ruled a 36-year-old man should be extradited to Italy to face trial for the alleged kidnapping of a British model. Chloe Ayling says she was drugged and put into the boot of a car after being tricked into going to a fake photo shoot in Milan in July. Michael Herber has denied involvement, and his lawyers say they will appeal. A top EU official says it will take a miracle for Brexit talks to make enough progress to move on to the next phase by the end of October. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has given a downbeat assessment of the process. A girl has appeared in court accused of the attempted murder of a welfare officer who was stabbed at a school near Scunthorpe. The 16-year-old is expected to go on trial in December. And UKIP has revealed its new party logo. It's of a purple lion with the slogan "For the Nation," but lawyers for the Premier League are being consulted over similarities to its emblem. The weather: showers in the west tonight, drier elsewhere, feeling cool with lows of 9 degrees. Tomorrow will start off bright for most before blustery rain moves across the UK with highs of 16. There's more news in around half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Before we get to it, though, a purple lion is UKIP's new logo.
Mm.
Which is odd. We've been talking about this, but it is odd, isn't it, that? Do you think? Because a lion is an African creature, not a British creature.
But
and
as
you thought UKIP would want the, like a hedgehog or a badger or something that said, something that screamed Britain, if they're going to use an animal. Like a frog or something.
But as I said earlier, John, on the England shirt,
yeah, I know.
And other British teams use lions.
I know, but they're wrong, because it's not a British creature. I think that's cultural appropriation, though.
Is it?
Yeah. That's a thing at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
People get annoyed about that. And I'm on behalf of people I haven't even spoken to about it, I'm just annoyed on their behalf now, like snowflakes get. So I'm cross about it, because you've appropriated another culture's animal.
Wow.
Whereas that should be a British animal on the UKIP logo, like a frog, or I appreciate frogs are also from other countries, but we have indigenous frogs. You have to have an indigenous creature.
But some lions live in the UK.
In zoos.
Mm.
But it's not, you know, it's not... Anyway, Victoria.
Hello, John.
Have you got some bonus news?
I do.
It's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
A government study reports that £31 million worth of vegetables are wasted on farms every year because they're ugly or wonky.
Are they?
Yeah. So apparently a fifth of lettuces and a tenth of strawberries go unused because they're not pretty enough.
Right.
And all the veg which isn't used is the equivalent to the daily needs of 4.4 million people.
So it just gets binned, does it?
Yeah. No, it doesn't get used.
That is shocking, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, so...
Because there are people starving in the world. I don't know whether you're aware of that.
I am aware of that, actually, including me right now.
Yes.
Well, not to downplay the situation.
No. I mean, I'm not... You can't put you on a level with people suffering extreme starvation and famine.
That's true. But I'm just a bit hungry.
Okay. How hungry would you have to be to eat a wonky vegetable?
Not very. If anything, I'd probably buy them because they're cheaper.
Yeah.
Because some supermarkets, they do have these wonky veg initiatives, but it's still such a big issue that £31 million worth of veg going unused and wasted. Yeah.
Shocking statistics.
Shocking vegetable news stat.
Vegetable news.
Yeah. What else we got?
I've also got a giant vegetable.
Have you?
Because it's the season, as I mentioned in our last instalment of vegetable news. This time... we have a 147-pound, or, if you prefer other weights, 10.5 stone or 66.6 kilogram, marrow.
That's massive.
It's huge. And
that's heavier than
me. That's a human,
That's about my weight.
You weigh the same as a big marrow.
You're a big marrow.
Thanks. It scooped third prize in the UK Giant Vegetable Championships.
Well, what came first?
I think it was a squash.
Right.
How big was it, though?
I can't remember offhand, but I remember speaking about it the other day.
Yeah.
Well, not... I don't remember it in any great detail, but yeah.
Clearly.
But Ian Stock from Wells in Somerset says his marrow is bigger than his six-year-old son.
Right.
But he really wants to break a world record, and apparently it's 60 pounds off the record-breaking weight. So there you go.
It's a big old marrow, isn't it?
It is a big old marrow.
It'd be worrying if his 10-year-old son was heavier than... 10.5 stone marrow.
No, but it's taller as well.
How taller?
It's very big.
Yeah. What? I've eaten marrow, but
I don't bother with them.
No,
really.
It's not an everyday.
It's a bums one, isn't it?
Vegetable. It's not an interesting vegetable, is it? Marrow. I mean, you can stuff a marrow with like mincemeat or something. That's quite delicious.
Mm.
But other than that, you don't just have some marrow, do you? Nobody has marrow.
I think people prefer courgette, don't they?
Yeah.
Got one more story.
The music ran out.
Yeah, press the button.
Oh, we've got to rewind it.
Vegetable news.
Just
rewinding it.
You're not rewinding it. You're just lying.
It takes ages to rewind.
Again. You just have to press a button if your iPad works.
Stick a pencil in it.
Bit of tape's come out the spool. Click it back in.
Well done, John. And finally, beetroot.
Vegetable news.
Beetroot has now been found to help muscles recover after intense exercise. So apparently, having just one portion of the purple beauty, that's according to the Metro.
Is that UKIP's new logo?
Vegetable news.
Maybe they should have had a beetroot.
Yes. It's purple already.
Yeah, and they grow here.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So maybe you're right. Maybe other purple things could have been appropriated. The corpse of Prince.
Moving on from that comment, apparently if you have just one portion of beetroot, within 90 minutes of exercise, it can help your muscles recover.
Mm.
And it's supposed to make you feel better, quicker, and able to do more sessions in a week. And this is a scientific study. They got loads of people to do star jumps and stuff.
Right.
And
scientific.
Yeah.
People eater.
Excuse me?
Purple people eater.
What?
A purple people eater, that's a thing.
PPP.
Yeah. Yeah, purple people eater is a rhyme. Anyway.
Piper picked a pickled pepper.
What's that got to do with it? I'm talking about purple things for UKIP because they want a purple logo.
Yeah, but I was just saying things which began with P and purple, were rhymes.
Purple-headed mountain.
Mm.
From All Things Bright and Beautiful.
Running by. Yeah.
Wow. And actually today they said that purple Britain rain. Is very Christian, so the purple-headed mountain thing.
Purple rain?
Yeah, well, just trying to help UKIP out. UKIP have got a new logo. We've learned that. It's controversial because they've got a lion. It looks the same as the one from the Premier League, so they're going to need something else. Just trying to help them out with something
black
purple.
Black currants. They're purple.
No, they're black. And UKIP...
No, they're not.
I mean, I'm thinking of purple currants.
No, but when you have, like, black currant squash, it's not black, is it?
No, it's purple.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Good point.
Vegetable news.
isn't it, though? Yeah. Thank you, Victoria. There we go with bonus. Today's weird, isn't it?
Purple news.
Vegetable news.
Yeah, it is. Today, we bring you vegetable news. The bulletins are shorter than they used to be, Victoria. They're making the time up by bringing us stuff that doesn't fit in the ordinary news bulletins, with good reason. Thank you, Victoria.
Yes, John.
Live music on the way for you to take you into the weekend. It's the Busker Sessions. I'm going to go downstairs now during traffic and travel to the, not there, to the Virgin Radio Session Studio. Stop pointing. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Stoptober, the 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge is back. And this year it's bigger than ever. Sam Delaney will be cleaning up the afternoon airwaves with breaking news, great guests, plus essential tips, advice and support to help you quit smoking for good. Join the thousands of people stopping smoking this Stoptober with Sam Delaney at Drive on Talk Radio. Come on, join in. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to stop smoking.
With just a simple tap, you can go from craving to tasting. Mm. And even from wanting to winning. With HSBC, you could have up to 10 chances a day to win one of 200,000 gift cards at Currys PC World, House of Fraser, and many more when you add your HSBC card to Android Pay for the first time and start tapping.
Terms and conditions, device restrictions, and time limits apply. Most HSBC cards are eligible, subject to status. UK residents 16 plus. Search HSBC Android Pay.
To some people, this could sound like a washing machine. But to a British Gas customer, it's the sound of a thank you. That's because we're thanking all of our customers with British Gas rewards, including things like free energy with loyalty days and many more. Join today. Offer subject to availability. Conditions apply.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design NAV Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 of Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Clive, what's doing, Wolf? Whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Hit the bullseye this October by becoming a sober hero and take a month-long break from the booze to raise money for Macmillan Cancer Support. No darting to the bar. No doubles. Just wake up happily hangover-free. Gain maximum respect and know that you'll be helping to change the lives of people with cancer. It's all in a month's work for a sober hero. So go sober for October and sign up today at gosober.org.uk. Game on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In South Yorkshire, we have one lane blocked on heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle. It's on the M1 northbound between junction 33 and junction 34 for Meadowhall. In Derbyshire, seeing severe delays in queuing traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle. It's on the M1 northbound at junction 25 for Nottingham. Congestion there is still back to junction 22. Travel time is around an hour. And in the West Midlands, one lane closed queuing traffic due to an accident on the M42. That's northbound between junction 5 and junction 6 for the Birmingham Airport. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Clive, Winston Wolf, whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Lime. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with Rent Guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
George McTavish, Kneeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes and I have ran downstairs from two floors up where Talk Radio lives to the ground floor, which is where Virgin Radio lives, our sister station. They've got a session studio. Ordinarily, it's home to, Panic at the Disco or something.
Well, the first band you thought of.
That's the last band I can remember that were in here. That's all. But no, today we bring you live music of a much better quality than that because we keep it real by going out onto the streets of London, dragging performers, artists, musicians, buskers in here to take us into the weekend musically on a Friday. Dawson, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Thanks,
how are you doing?
Thanks for coming in. We're all right, thanks, yeah. Do you like it? It's a nice sort of session studio area, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely.
Sofas.
Very spacious.
Yeah.
It's nice leather sofas here.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about you then. So, how long have you been doing music? Where do you do it? What do you do?
I've been doing sort of singer-songwriter route for the last 6 years or so. So, I studied music up in Leeds.
Okay.
Up north. And I've been down in London for about 5 years now.
Right.
And lots of gigging, lots of writing, lots of busking, actually.
Yeah.
Obviously, London's a great place to do some busking.
Do you have a favoured... Because we do this every week, and it's great to get sort of musicians in. Do you have a favoured spot for busking in London? The most lucrative spot?
Yeah, I do, actually. There's a spot on Bankside, not too far away from here, actually. And I've been playing there for about three or so years.
Okay.
And it's just, like, in the summer, it's absolutely beautiful. There's a beer garden.
Yeah.
There's a nice pedestrianised spot, and people can just stop and listen. It's a beautiful place. You can see St. Paul's in the background.
Indeed, yeah.
Just a nice place to stop and listen to some music, really.
Okay. So. Well, speaking of music, that's what you're here for. So yeah. What are we going to hear first?
So I'm going to play you one of my own tracks, and this is called Hurricanes, and it's about the power of words.
Here we go. Live on Talk Radio. Live music.
I had a feeling when I saw you standing there. There's a demon, no, and it's caught beneath your stare. My mind is spinning round like hurricanes in my brain. Please don't make a sound. I feel what your words contain. Your words, your words, your words, they hit like a hurricane. Your words, they break the bond and it won't be the same. The storms are closing in. I'm not a sinner, no, It's just our lives are out of sync. And how can I fix this situation? I'm not that kind of guy. I need an explanation. Your words, they hit like hurricanes. Your words, they break the bond and it won't be the same. Your words, they hit like hurricanes. Your words, they break the bond and it won't be the same. Is this real? Cause I can't feel it all. Is this real? Cause I can't feel it all. Is this real? Cause I can't feel it all. Your words, they hit like hurricanes. Your words, they break the bond and it won't be the same. Your words, they hit like hurricanes. Your words, they break the bond and it won't be the same.
Yeah. Live music on your talk radio station. It's what we like to do. On a Friday to take you into the weekend, we quite literally go outside and drag buskers in off the streets.
Yeah, not today, it's because it's raining.
Yeah, it is a bit. Yeah, we've actually done you a favour.
Yeah, thanks for that.
We may have lost you money.
Nice and warm.
We have done you a favour by getting you off the street. So, in terms of sort of stuff you've got out, where we'd find it online and stuff.
Well, that track that I just played in a more produced, epic version is going to be a single that I'm going to release within the next 2 months. So I've got a new EP coming out at the beginning of next year.
Yep.
So you can find all the info on that if you just follow my social media. So all my social media is Dawson, which is DAWSON, Reeve, which is REEVE. And lots of exciting stuff coming.
Yeah.
Two singles and an EP in the next couple of months.
Excellent stuff. All right. Well, look, just simply because we're going to run out of time if we don't get a move on. So what are we going to hear next?
This is going to be... In a echoey room.
Yeah.
This is going to be the other single, which is going to be called Circumstance, which is about meeting the right person but at the wrong time. I'm sure people are going to identify with
that. Everyone's done it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dawson Reeve playing for his live on Talk Radio.
On a solid ground, but I am an earthquake. But I am an earthquake. A different life, and we could be perfect.
circumstances tearing us apart. A different time when we could be working. I love you so, I need to break your heart. I love you so, I need to break your heart. I need to break your heart. I need to break your heart, your heart. I love you so, I need to break your heart. I need to break your heart. I need to break your heart, your heart. Talking till the sun goes down, as the darkness fills our heart. We're talking till the sun goes down, as the darkness fills our hearts. A different life and we could be worth it. The circumstances tearing us apart. A different time when we could be working. I love you so, I need to break your heart. I love you so, I need to break your heart. I need to break your heart. I need to break your heart, your heart. I love you so, I need to break your heart. I need to break your heart. I need to break your heart, your heart. I love you so, I need to break your heart.
Woo! There we go. It's always quite a weird sort of three people clapping. Sounds a bit patronising in the room, doesn't it? But it's
I appreciate it.
It's heartfelt. Look, thanks very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Really good to really good stuff. Remind us again, Dawson Reeve is Dawson just Reeve, what we search for.
That's what you need, yeah. Right. DawsonReeve.com.
Lovely stuff. Thank you. Live music, that's what we bring you on a Friday. And we do it with no apology whatsoever. We do it because it takes you into the weekend. Speaking of which, Yasmin Khan will be taking you into the weekend very shortly as well. She's going to be with you for Drive from 4 o'clock. That is Friday. That is what she does. And she's here. She's going to tell us what she's got on the programme. Hello, Yasmin Khan.
Absolutely here. There hello, hello, John Holmes.
Hi there.
So, gosh, there's a lot going on. So, deep breath. Yeah. We've just heard about the new leader of UKIP, Henry Bolton.
Mm.
We'll find out who he is and what he's planning to do. That's what we're going to kick off the programme with. Because there was some talk of it being Anne-Marie Waters, who definitely doesn't like Muslims by the sounds of it. Let's just put it that way.
No, she said certain things about Muslims in the past, let's be honest.
But it's not her, it's Henry Bolton, so we'll find out more about him.
Has he got the head and face of a lion, which would help, given the new logo?
He is the logo. Yeah. That's him. That's him. So we're finding out more about him. We're also going to be talking about Ryanair, because so many people have been affected. I think this is fascinating in terms of a consumer case where, to me, it looks like an airline's being quite belligerent and consumers are tweeting and passengers are tweeting going, what are you going to do? They're supposed to respond to the regulator by 5 p.m. We'll see what happens with that. We're also going to be talking about interest rates because the Governor of the Bank of England has sort of intimated that they might go up next time round. I also last night spoke to the founder of The Big Issue, Lord Bird, John Bird. He's such a character and he has such a lot to say. It's the anniversary of the founding of The Big Issue, so you will hear my chat with him. Also, on today's show, I don't know how to break it to you, John, but Vanilla Ice will be talking to me.
Vanilla Ice?
Yes. Yes.
Everyone wanted him and you've got him. good. Ryanair, by the way, you're absolutely right. By 5 o'clock, of course, they're supposed to make that,
yes.
Aren't they? But obviously that'll be delayed. So.
And it will go to an email box that's near the email
30
box.
30 miles away.
Yeah.
And you have to get a coach back to the original email box.
Yeah, which you pay for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yasmin Khan, Star Trek II The Wrath Of, will be with you next on Talk Radio. We'll be back on Monday, 1 till 4 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Have a great weekend.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.